Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
All right, greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for another for tuning in to another broadcast of Habu the Oracle Presents. And on today, guys, you know, I like to pop in and give you guys, you know, some good lectures, you know what I'm saying, some lectures that I listen to. You know, here is a great one. Now, I want to let everybody know, this is from 11-18-2020, right? 11-18-2020. But he's going to say, the brother is Rashad Jamal, right? I came across this brother probably around that time. You know, I don't know how, I do know how, but he just came across my frequency. So, you know I attracted him as well as him attracting me. So we attract each other, you know, in this frequency alignment, if you will. But very, very valuable brother, you know what I'm saying, fire God. But much respect to the God, you know, he dropped some gems, y'all. It was one on copper that had attracted me to him. And I, you know, but not a lot of people, you know, I come across a lot of people, but not a lot of people I stop and be like, okay, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? You got to be real, you know, of a hierarchy value for me to just really stop and pay attention to you. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the brother Rashad Jamal. Definitely appreciate your Jews and wisdom. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to feature you here on the Enhancing Awareness Radio platform today. So if you want to check him out, guys, go to YouTube. Type in the University of Cosmic Intelligence, right? The University of Cosmic Intelligence is, it said I undescribed. subscribe, right? Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you turn the bell on to get all of his alerts. The University of Cosmic Intelligence. And it's just like it sounds. There's no, you know, funny spelling or anything like that. Spelling as they spell, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just check it out, guys. A lot of gems, a lot of gems. He also has a website. It's not right here for me to mention, or is it? He's on Facebook. He's on IG. You can follow him at I am Rashad Jamal. Rashad is spelled R-A-S-H-A-D. Jamal, J-A-M-A-L. So, yeah. I'm going to post the YouTube link in the show notes for you guys to be linked directly to this particular YouTube link. Now, this is about 2 hours and 40-something odd minutes long, so we're going to be going most of the broadcast, guys, but this is vital information that I wanted to have recorded as his backup, too, you know what I'm saying? The way that they deleting and the way that they doing shit out here, the information, the valuable information can still be shared. You know what I'm saying? So I do this with a few of you guys on YouTube so that, you know, the information can still, you know, be like, damn, you know, sometimes we lose valuable shit. And make sure that you are backing your shit up, you know, on your personal hard disk, on your personal drives at home or whatever, making sure you backing all of your shit up because they playing dirty, all right? So, with that being said, let's go ahead and hop right into it, guys. Again, it is about 2 hours and 42 minutes, right? 43. So I'll be back to wrap up the broadcast, guys, but very important information. All right? So, yeah, let's hop into it, guys, and I'll be back to close out. Let you know, I did let you know about, I'm going to post a YouTube link, but a lot of what he's saying is going to be, you know, for you to have visual. You could always go back and do and listen to the visual, but really listen to the messages that are that came through him for the ancestors, for us to hear. Very important information. That's why we're here today. All right. All right, guys, I'll be back.
Gotta get to the bottom of some things, family. But before we get started, all right, if I see y'all coming in, we had almost 70 live viewers, so that's what's up. That's dope. All right, so before we get started, it's imperative that we start this lecture with the right spiritual energy. All right, so let me start first by saying peace to the gods and goddesses of Planet Kai. Peace meaning positive energy always creates elevation, family. Y'all feel me? Now, understand that if this is your first time in a university, you might hit some profanity, you know, because that's what we do. You go hit some profanity sometimes. You feel me? If you're Christian, you might get offended. You know, we don't support racism, but we don't support, you know, lies neither. All right? So we state genetic, esoterical, biochemical, biological facts. That's all we stay in. All right? We got the laptop pulled up today, family, a little bit. And this not a lecture, right? But in this message, you know, after I came out of a deep meditation, the ancestors really want me to deal with y'all, right, about what's going on. And I'm in the comforts of my home. I know y'all at the comforts. I know, look, I'm cooling, family, like, and I know y'all at the house cooling, right? And if you paying attention to the news, motherfuckers are going to be doing a lot of cooling, okay? A lot of cooling, family. A lot of cooling, you know what I'm saying? And understand it's because these, our oppressors, they are fearful of us right now, family. You know, they are running scared. They don't know what to do. Not only are they, you know, steady spraying the sky with more and more chemtrails, but at the same time, these beings are trying to get off the planet. The entire political agenda that you have been even seeing the last few months, even with the Donald Trumps and the Joe Biden, those are clones. You know, this Pizzagate scandal that has been going on all year with Epstein and them, that they was kind of trying to sweep under the rug, you know, that's legit. That's actually what had been going on with the sex trafficking. And I know the family, y'all just seen a new upload. We just put up a new download. We just uploaded about organ harvesting. It's on YouTube right now. All right, we just dropped that about an hour ago. So I'm saying all that to say that, and I'm going to show y'all. You know, we're going to look at what's the top little headlines in the news right now. All right, we're going to look at that. We're going to look at what's the top headlines in the news right now, because right now, that's what y'all need to pay attention to. All right? Understand that our enemies is no more hurrahs. All right? Everything that's going on, if you're looking at the main headlines in the media, all they're talking about is out the blue, this new surge of coronavirus. Right, where they just said they're locking down Chicago, LA, New York. They're gonna lock down more major cities, right? All right. They're already telling you it's gonna be a dark winter. Now I've been warning you, family, about them knocking the grid out. I've been warning you all about them trying to take the internet away so that as this celestial gateway open in the cosmos, that we're not able to communicate back and forth about it. You know? That's what they don't want. They don't want to communicate back and forth about what it is that we're going to be seeing. Okay? They also don't want us outside. And I've been warning you about this for months. If y'all been sitting, you know, you guys who have been sitting in the university when we do the lectures on Facebook and the message from the ancestors and the cosmic updates, you already know that I've been warning you all about this moment of time right now. I've been telling you all to prepare. You know, stock the little food up. You know, because us shifting is going to probably be a period of a total of 6 months, us shifting, like, and it's going to start December 21st. Donald Trump, even when I told y'all that Donald Trump was going to be the last president, like, he probably only going to have about a six-month run, if that, you know what I'm saying? Because this is why, and I'm going to show you right here in the media, this is why they are telling you on the news about it's going to be a dark winter. They're already telling you about, hey, we have the vaccine, 95% complete. Didn't I tell you, family, smash that like button, too, because I see like 90 of us in here, and so I see 44 likes, so smash that like button for me, family, because they help the algorithm on this YouTube platform. All right? But, yeah, understand, though, family, that these draconian reptilians, all right, because it's all in really at this point. The plan is to starve you right now. And that starvation, they might want to try to make you go through the 6 months. Not only is the plan to starve you, but the plan is to put fear into you right now. Okay? Y'all see the likes going up. Y'all smash that like button as y'all coming in. We had like almost 100 live viewers. Y'all smash that like button as y'all coming in, family. We got the laptop pulled up right here, family. We got a little, for those who've been in here from day one, y'all know what that means. You know, that means we got a little bit of deep digging to do. You know what I'm saying? But we're not going to get too far from the verbal lecture, right? We're going to verbalize it more than anything. You know, we're going to say the this for like the big PowerPoint lectures is coming up about these different extraterrestrial civilizations that you all need to become familiar with, because the government isn't telling you, CNN isn't telling you, they're lying to y'all about every single thing, family. And so, you know, it's okay, because it's all part of the greater plan. This lockdown is forcing us to sit at this house right now and digest this information, which is going to help you ascend. All right? The focus needs to be meditation, family. Going within, all right? I'm giving you all information about the history of this planet and the history of the human beings and these extraterrestrial civilizations that have been here helping the human beings who conquer our planet, so that you can be aware. You need recon on your enemy. We are in the middle of war right now. All right? Peace. Jameer Andrews just came in. Peace, God. Positive energy always creates elevation. You know what I'm saying? Positive education always creates enlightenment. However you want to word it, you see, wherever it goes, we stand peaceful. But yeah, understand that our oppressors have lied to us for a long time, family, just for this moment. All right, so I have a couple videos that we're gonna sit through. They you know, they're short, but these are literally the headlines that are being discussed right now in politics. I've been speaking to you, if you've been in the university, about the plasma energy. That's like quantum. That's quantum physics. So, you know, this is why you still have to go do research on your own. When I'm telling you about this plasma energy, organ energy, photon energy, hit Google so that you can learn about these energies that run all through you, so that you can learn about these upgrades that are here now, all right, so that you can understand why you're about to start turning blue. If you have carbon in your skin, which is black, Latino, or you have carbon in your skin, all right, you are about to, even some of the demigods, like a demigod is a person that's mixed with half God DNA, half human DNA. Even a lot of them are about, because they're going to receive upgrades too. They won't be as powerful as the gods, as us, the pure, but they still going to have our DNA, so they're going to still receive upgrades. All right, their colors is going to change too because of that carbon that's in their genome. All right, you have to understand that we are, the oxygen is literally leaving this realm, it's leaving this planet right now, family. Like, our ancestors, all right, which you can say that who is the Anunnaki gods, and we will be the descendants, the fallen, right? Because a lot of us, our souls, they got lost inside of these bodies in this reincarnation cycle, right? So understand that your enemy, your oppressor, understands the metaphysics of you. So he understands the clock. He understands how you're about to shift. He understands your genomes is changing. When we're talking a shift, for those who you're like, how, it's people that don't believe that you're going to see people flying. You don't believe that you're going to see people flying because they taught you physics, but we are beyond physics. It's 111 view on this piece of the ancestors. All right. If you have carbon in your skin, you are beyond physics. All right. This is why I try to get you all to look at go research what I'm telling you. Don't just watch these videos, family. Don't just take, don't believe what no motherfucker telling you. Y'all hear me? I don't give a fuck who it is. You know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker got love for y'all and they real, family, they're going to tell you to go research it. That's why I'm telling y'all, go research so that you can tap into these abilities that's already in you, because they're inside of your DNA, your genome. Your molecular structure, if you have carbon in you, is set up for you to do things that defies the laws of physics. And this is a scientific fact. This isn't an opinion, all right? This is why they put the GMOs in our foods our entire life, man. This is why they poison the soil. I don't give a fuck. Even if we're eating fruit, we're still eating poison. I repeat, even if we're eating fruit, even if we're trying to go vegan, we are still eating poison because they literally poisoned our entire soil. This is why our ancestors are back now cleaning up the soil, going under the ground, getting those interterrestrials out of there that's been living under the ground, that's been running the earth, running the surface from inside of the earth. Like, you have to understand how deep this goes. Like, and how we were attacked. You know, that's why I say go watch Avatar. Avatar clearly shows you how the fuck they came and landed on our planet and took over our shit, how they cut down our biggest tree. We really had a tree that was, like, we had, like, all the mountaintops was trees, but we had a tree that was super huge, like that was, like the tree of life, if you want to call it that. We really had that tree. They cut it down, and now where that tree was at, it still grows in that location. They now call it the Aurora Borealis. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'll pull it up right now real quick, family, you know, before we dive into these other videos. Let me pull it up real quick. Family, peace to the guys and goddesses. The Aurora Borealis. All right. So, you know, it's a lot of things on our planet, family, that has been hidden from us, and they lied to us. And, you know, calling these motherfuckers mysteries world and shit. You feel me? Ain't no mysteries, nigga. You feel me? Ain't no mysteries. Motherfucker lying. That's what it is. You know, when you lying, it's going to be a lot of mysteries. So I'm about to show y'all this Aurora Borealis real quick. I think YouTube going to let me flip my camera around. Yeah. All right. We live from the bed, y'all. So don't be wondering. Don't be asking no questions. All right. Hold on, family. So let me show y'all how this Aurora Borealis look for those of you.
Just let you know, guys, the silence is him pulling it up.
Borealis is at, that was our biggest tree. That is the same tree of life that they spoke to you about in their Bible when they were dying and shit. You feel me? But this tree was the tree that they cut down. All right? They cut this tree down, but this tree still, you see these colors that it emits? This is real. All right? That whole area was where that tree was at. And they cut the tree down. But they never told us or taught us that they cut the tree down. They just call it the Aurora Borealis, and they say it's one of the mysteries of the world. You get what I'm saying? But in reality, like those colors. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, you
got it. I'm just, if you wondering why this matters, you know. Hold on. Let me flip it though. So, if you're wondering why this matters, you know, what these trees got to do with it, it has a lot to do with it. A lot to do with everything, because understand that we are frequency-based beings. We are electrical beings, family. So, by us, you know, being electrical beings, you feel me? Hold on, let me cut that off, because we got some more to look at, but it ain't based on that. Alright? So, by us being electrical beings, you know, dark matter energy beings, you know, we we are majestic, angelic beings. They called us angels. Like, the Greeks, you know, there are stories of the angels that they put in their religion or that they speak about in Islam and, you know, all these different religions are really the stories of us. So understand it, like, it comes from the fact that we were, this is a magical realm. And our trees, you know, our trees were so significant. That's why I say you need to go watch Avatar, all right? So you can understand what's going on right now. Like, go watch Avatar, you know what I'm saying? Because when I say the planet is shifting, it's shifting back to nature. We come from nature. We are nature. We never wore shoes. We never wore clothes, all right? Go watch Avatar. They didn't have on no shoes. They had on the light clothing, but we didn't even wear that. All right, notice they were way bigger than the humans, and notice they were blue because they had carbon. All right, I can pull up Avatar right now and show you the beginning when the Colonel warns them about these avatars and these Na'vi and how they have, he said they are carbon-based beings. They have carbon in their bones. They are very hard to kill. See, like, a lot of Latinos don't truly understand the power of carbon because these, our oppressors, fooled us in school by teaching us it was magic. And I seen one of the guys, she tagged me in a post, and she was like, no, it's melanin inside of carbon. But no, that's not how it works. Like, like, melanin, let me explain to you all what melanin is, okay? Melanin, degraded form of carbon, right? Neuromelanin, which is the full name of it, all right, is a degraded form of carbon. It's a lower form of carbon, just like gold is a lower form of copper. I repeat, gold is a lower form of copper. See, a lot of people think that, you see what I'm saying? A lot of people, they taught us, you got to unlearn everything that you was taught in school because it was lies, man. You know, they inverted everything. So we were taught, I say it, Lucifer, Zeus, this is his system, this is his setup. The money system, the whole world that we know it as, this is Satan's setup. All right, so he inverted everything. Like, gold does not power you up. Copper does. All right, gold powers you up a little bit, but it's a lower form of copper, so it's not going to power your electromagnetic field up. Like, right now, I can set my intent, and because I have copper on me, my intent is going to charge my electromagnetic field up around me more. So my intent is going to happen more, and it's going to be felt more in this material reality. Because we are nature. We control everything. We are one with everything. All you are literally electricity. So you only need things to power you up. I repeat, you are electrical. So you need things to power and charge you up, be it a vibration from somebody's mouth. Like, you charge people up just with your words. For example, you could tell somebody, hey, I like your dress. You just charge them up. That's going to make them feel what? Good. And then they're going to vibrate higher. So this is why we're supposed to bless each other with great words. Just like you can lower somebody's vibration by saying something to them, and then they'll feel bad if they are not in tune with themselves or have complete control of themselves. All right? So, like, understand that the planet is reset, and so it's going back to nature, and a lot of us have never seen real nature. Like, we don't know if we haven't seen real trees. This is why I'm emphasizing trees. This is why I started off talking about these trees, all right, because the ancestors wanted me to tell you this. And I'm giving you all this download for a reason. I'm emphasizing this for a reason, all right? Understand the connection to the trees. Understand that you are electricity. You are not your body. I repeat, you are not your body, okay? So, you know, your oppressor understands you. They understand this. So from jump, although they knew that they were going to come to this moment where we are right now, November 2020, heading into December, where they have to leave the planet. Right? They have to leave the planet. Like I told you, a lot of them left. Others are stuck and trapped trying to leave. Others are getting killed by our ancestors who are already here, who have been going underground. Who you think freed all those kids, family, that was underground, y'all? It's literally no more sex trafficking tunnels left. Who you think did that? That was our ancestors that did that. The whole COVID, the term COVID-19 was a double code name that the government came up with to alert the hierarchy of human beings that it was time to hop on their spaceships and go to Saturn and Mars, which they then had bases on Saturn and Mars forever. You get what I'm saying? Right? That's what COVID was. That was a code name for those people who bought those tickets or those celebrities. You know how many majority of your entertainers and celebrities with all that money are? Even some of your carbonating ones. And that's why they're going to end up getting destroyed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being honest. Like, some of your carbonated celebrities left with these hierarchy human beings for your rich and your global elite. I'm being honest with y'all. They've been going since the beginning of the year. A lot of y'all don't know that, though. Like, majority of these politicians and celebrities that you see walking around are clones and programs right now and synthetics. And this is a fact. This is a fact. This is a goddamn it. This is a fact. Hey, for example, y'all ever notice, like, when you get on the laptop or on your phone or on Facebook or any app, they ask you to verify some shit to make sure that you are not a robot? And you ain't never asked yourself why? Because there's a lot of motherfucking robots walking around this bitch. You get what I'm saying? Like, if y'all think I'm lying, let me knock this out. Man, drop some snorkel emojis. Y'all know how we do. Even though we on YouTube with it, we ain't going to play with our family. We going to do it like we do it on the book. Y'all know we turn up on the book. We right back Friday with Cosmic Update, but we're going to be on Facebook with it. Y'all feel me? Right. All right, these beings are clones, family. Clones, programs, synthetics. And they always been here, right? Like, you just didn't know. But that's why when you get on your computer, they have to verify to make sure you're not a motherfucking robot. Think about it like this. You think a robot is something that's metal that you just seen on the Jetsons and shit. Yeah, it don't matter how robots looked at in the 70s. It's 2020, you get what I'm saying? So it's to the point where I could be a robot, all right? And you wouldn't even know. You get what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't even know. You know what I'm saying? You could be a robot that we wouldn't even know. Like, that's why when you get on your phone or you get on a computer or any of that, they have to verify that you are not a robot. They make you click X amount of pictures. And they be dumb pictures that you know that a person would understand with common sense. Like, why would they ask me to click the bus 3 times in the picture? What type of goofy shit is this? Like, who they think we is? You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't never wondered why, nigga? Because it's actual robots. You got actual robots that look just like us. Synthetic. You know what I'm saying? So a majority, that's what I was telling y'all when I was, y'all thought I was lying when I'm like, listen. Majority, 98% of your human beings that you see walking around, you are either robots, synthetic robots, or clones, or programmers. This is a fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't know what be going on. Like, they cannot get born. Don't let them, when they bellies get big and you think they getting pregnant. No, listen, man. A lot of them be having them, they be ordering them, what they call them, man? The mommy lump thing. The mommy lump thing. Like, y'all think I'm lying. Who you think they for? Who you think they for? Why do you think they would be selling them for? Y'all know what I'm talking about. I forgot the name, but women can wear the fake baby bump. They have the baby bump. Like, who you think them was for? Like, why did they even got them? Like, no carbonated women got it, I've ever questioned. Like, yeah, the moon bumps. Thank you, Lady Luna. Peace, goddess. Moon bumps is what they call them. Why did they sell them? You never question, like, why would they? Who the hell would want to buy a fake baby bump to make themselves look pregnant? Why? How is that even something that could be a product that's being sold? That's because 90% of these humanoid women cannot have babies. They can't. They be having to take all type of shots. Why didn't they make the sperm bank? Why didn't they make the artificial insemination? That they made them for the human being. Who you think makeup is for? The human being. Like, I can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. I'm not being racist. I'm just showing you all the difference. Right? They'll tell you it's for pranking. But think about this as a carbonated being, right? Because think about it, right? Who the hell would want to prank like that? You know what I'm saying? To the point where that could be a product. Well, we're going to make some fake baby bumps because it's a bunch of women running around want to prank and act like they prank. Who want to run around and fake like they're pregnant when it's a million dicks out here and you're pregnant like it ain't nothing? All this dick out here, ain't no female finna run around trying to ask if she getting pregnant. You feel me? What female guy run around? Females trying to avoid the goddesses and the human women are trying to, the goddesses, they just avoid getting pregnant the same life. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the dick out here in the world, just think logically, family. Why the fuck who the fuck idea was it to create moon bumps? And don't say, oh, they was for the movies. Okay, if they for the movies, then they should be for the movies. No, it's a whole website that they can go to and you can purchase these motherfuckers. See what I'm saying? See, it's just that you've been lied to, family. So you thought that these human beings was, you thought you was a human. You see what I'm saying? They got y'all thinking y'all human beings. So it's fucking you up to be like, you mean to tell me these motherfuckers can't have, no, they can't have babies. Listen, they put the fucking Planned Parenthoods in all the ghettos in America. But go to any environment with the, where the human beings are dominant, you're not going to see one Planned Parenthood. But go to any urban environment or the hood, as we call it, right? Right? Because they call it Ebonics when we speak our slang and shit. You feel me? You know, go to any neighborhood, you're going to see the Planned Parenthood. You're not going to see no Planned Parenthood in no white neighborhoods in America, nigga. You ain't gonna see no Planned Parenthoods, nigga. You ain't gonna see no liquor stores, and you ain't gonna see no churches, nigga. Nigga, you ain't even gonna see a motherfucking a place to cash your check. Like, for real. I'm trying to tell you, man. They got banks, family. They got banks, family. You know what I'm saying? They know, hey, they got banks. They got to drive. They got to drive to a whole other town to get to the liquor store, family. You tripping? You know what I'm saying? Like, you better understand the matrix. Understand this matrix because it's coming the fuck down. Right? It's over with. So you got to understand the matrix to understand the attack, to understand what's been going on, to understand where we at right now. That's the whole purpose of this motherfucking download, so we can understand some shit today. You get what I'm saying? Every day, family, we digging because, see, I'm proud of y'all. I see y'all out there, y'all waking up. You know, the gods and goddesses waking up out there, you know what I'm saying? We hawking up out there, you know what I'm saying? We niggas, you know what I'm saying? Niggas getting trapped. We getting trapped out there, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Good shoulder work, you feel me? So, you know, I'm loving what I'm seeing amongst the family, you know, like the energy we really doing what we doing. I told y'all what we doing. But, you know, that's what I'm telling y'all to understand what's going on right now. Why they got all these headlines strictly about COVID-19? And it's only about COVID-19, because that's the code name for them to get the fuck off the thing. Remember when they showed y'all in 2012? When they showed y'all in 2012, in the movie 2012, when it was only the few rich people that knew about that huge-ass shit that they had, that they was waiting for them to leave, and they sent texts only to them few people. Like, one dude was in the middle of watching a fight and got his text and got up and left. Everybody else didn't even know it was the end of the world. You see what I'm saying? That's what they're doing right now with this COVID-19. And they telling you, COVID cases are increasing. That's code name for, look, nigga, y'all gonna board these ships, nigga. We finna take off in a matter of weeks. They finna leave in a matter of weeks. It ain't gonna be nothing literally left but the clones, y'all. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all how real it's gonna get, because this sun is here. And then Nibiru is here. You know what I'm saying? The Nerubians, I told y'all, the Nerubians salted the seas. You know what I'm saying? The Nerubians is locking into the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? So we got all these celestial gateways opening. So they leaving the planet, but they're going to activate their winter soldiers because they hope to come back to the planet. And some of them are going to actually stay below the surface and watch the war and hoping to come out on top so that they can come back to the surface. Right? So understand that, family, that that's what's going on. And I'm going to show y'all today, I want to show y'all something. I want to show y'all the headlines, you know, if you haven't been paying attention, because I need y'all to link it to y'all higher self. I need y'all out there, you know, to really be working on meditating. And I'm going to drop more meditation videos, so don't even worry about it. More meditation videos coming, more videos in general is coming, family. Hold on, y'all bear with me. Let me pull this up real quick. Let me pull this up. So we're going to look at some of the headlines right now that are being discussed, okay, that you need to pay attention to. So let's start with this one. Let's start with this one, family. So I've been telling y'all about the food shortages that's coming up. So let's start with this one. All right. This is recent. This is going on in Dallas, Texas right now.
You go to every computer in your house, your mom, dad, your sister, your brother's computer, and install honey. Wait, mom, before you check out, eat your good, thankful, grateful.
Check this out, family. This is about the, check this out, about the food shortages.
From the ground,
this is in Dallas, Texas.
Where it's near farm. there, the length of the line was as far as the eye could see.
They lined it up for Thanksgiving, y'all.
But for those in the line, they saw something else.
They passing out free food in Texas before Thanksgiving. Thousands line up in cars to receive food before Thanksgiving. So they finna create this fake food shortage, but these are headlines in the media right now.
Then I got to let show y'all what they did to us. Then I got to tell y'all power that y'all have. Then I got to show y'all powers and how you can activate them. So that's a lot to try to show y'all with so little time. So I need y'all to focus. I need y'all to lock in. All right? I need y'all to lock in because the energy for us to do what we need to do is here and now. You get what I'm saying? But if you don't know your history, then you ain't even going to touch on what you can do. All right? So understand right now, it's serious, family. These motherfuckers is trying to leave the planet, man. They are trying to escape the planet. That's why they upping the numbers on COVID. The sun is going to lock in. December 21st to like January 1st, I told y'all, y'all going to see the sun locking in, man. Go look at Avatar. Go look at how the fuck the end of Avatar. Look, I should pull it up. I might fucking pull it up. Yeah, I'm going to pull it up on my TV, y'all. I'm going to pull it up for y'all. Fuck that. So y'all can see this shit. Yeah, got to go pull up shit. Because I just so happened to, I was watching Avatar last night, breaking it down with me and the God was breaking down Avatar last night. I was giving her a drawing on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't even trip. You know what I'm saying? Don't even trip. I'm going to go, I might, because I want to show y'all how the sky going to look. Because it's crazy, because in the Avatar, they showed you how the sky going to look. All right? Understand, family, that they are trying to lead a planet. So they are going to force these lockdowns, but they're going to activate their winter soldiers. All right? I'm going to hit play. I'm going to show you where they're doing it all over the country, but they are going to activate their winter soldiers. I'll be making a separate video here shortly on the winter soldiers, but they actually have winter soldiers. Winter soldiers is nothing more than a military, a CIA code name for these artificial clone soldiers that have superhuman strength. Now, keep in mind, these soldiers have superhuman strength, but they are not stronger than us because we are gods. We are not human. So our DNA just, like literally, like, is on another level. Like I said, you can take Superman, Black Lightning, the Hulk, motherfucking Wonder Woman, the whole goddamn it, Marvel Universe, nigga. You know what I'm saying? They ain't fucking with us, nigga. You can go get the whole Marvel Universe, nigga, DC Comics, nigga, and put all the motherfuckers together. The nigga and light them on fire, nigga. And they still ain't going to be hotter than us. Like, we some shit. You know what I'm saying? If you only knew. Like, that's why I'm telling y'all to look into what plasma energy is. You have plasma all in your genomes. This is molecular facts. This is biochemical facts. When I'm telling you have superhero abilities, nigga, that is genetic facts, nigga. I'm not sitting here saying some shit. So for all the trolls who out there like, yeah, he crazy, he high. You're right, I do get high. That's why my ass be up there on the high dimensions knowing what the fuck is going on. What the fuck is you talking about, nigga? I'm telling you genetic facts. Look into your DNA. All right, this is real shit. Why you think in Superman, I'm breaking down Superman, all the superheroes going to be getting broken down, separate videos for this shit. But just take it how it's coming right now, right? But why do you think Superman, for example, was always taught that he had what gave Superman his strength, y'all? If you kept up with the comic as a kid, the sun, nigga. The sun gave him his strength. Fact. The sun gave him his strength. All right? So now they put a melanated being on Superman, and they painted his being as a melanated being because he doesn't have carbon. But we know that if he had melanin, he couldn't take no sunlight. So how did his power come from the sun? So who is this Superman story really about? All right, the Superman story is really about you. The S on his chest represents the serpent, which is the shape of your spine. So the S stands for serpent and spine, which is where the serpent is in your spine because it's shaped like a snake, like a king cobra, the kundalini energy, nigga. And then him having that power and getting the power from the sun and being that fast and flying, nigga, that's what you can do for all your DNA. And listen, you can do that when your DNA is unlocked. You know what I'm saying? You had 98% of your DNA was locked your entire life, family, so you ain't never been able to do none of this shit, man. All right. Why do you think there's some people that can jump higher than others? I'm talking about amongst us black and Latinos. They taught us that being an athlete was like something you were born with. No, it ain't. That's your brain. That's the neurochemistry in your brain firing off at a certain rate. It is working at a certain vibration, and it's unlocking certain genomes in your DNA that's allowing you to do shit, to do other shit, nigga. That's why you seen Jordan, nigga, back in the day, nigga, jumping. Don't look at how, nigga, Jordan was really CCC. You got to understand, man. I'm going to break the NBA down, too, because a lot of them motherfuckers is clones of robots, too. But I'm going to tell y'all who wasn't a clone, who wasn't a robot, Michael Jordan. And that's why he is considered the best basketball player. Facts. All right? Will Chamberlain, robot. Synthetic robot. A lot of y'all don't know that. Yes, Will Chamberlain was a synthetic robot, him and Bill Russell. Michael Jordan is an actual guy, one of us. Okay? And that's why when he came in the league, those robots were speaking of him like that. Now, Larry Bird is an actual human being who they gave superhuman strength just so he can play a little better in the NBA. and gave them, I'm giving y'all real facts, just like how they showed you on, and I know all this coming at y'all fast, but keep up. Just like how they showed you on Captain Captain America, how did Captain America get his strength? All right. How did he get his strength? They made him taller, stronger, everything. Military base, right? That's what they did with Larry Bird, man. Fact. They do that with a lot of them players. Look, look at how many players, man. Go look at David Robinson. This nigga was 5'9", his junior year of high school, and then freshman year of college. You 7'1". How, nigga? Like, y'all think that shit just accident? No, like, they really have done this to us. They do this to us. I'm giving y'all real life facts. You know, so you guys, so like, what I'm saying all this to say about these Winter Soldiers are real. They are synthetic, but they have superhuman strength. All right? So these are the beings they are going to be using to try to force the vaccinations on us. All right? Because, you know, they got the vaccines waiting. Y'all smash that like button, too, if you're just coming in. It's 150,000 of us in here. But, yeah, they got the vaccinations waiting for us. So I know y'all see everybody saying they not taking the vaccines, right? So how do you think they're going to give them to us? They're going to activate the Winter Soldiers. They know the Kundalini energy rising. So we coming into our strength. But just like babies, we ain't going to be at full strength to probably 6 months into next year. So they got basically between now into 6 months of next year to try to capture as many of us as they can before we completely ignite. But some of us going to automatically shift. Like, as this soon as, like, the ones that's already awoken, like, that's already vibrating high already. Oh, no. When that radiation hit us, nigga, it's a wrap, nigga. We right away, Goku. Right away. Because we was already aware. We already vibrating high. But for those who was vibrating low, seeing two suns is going to make them believers now. And then they're going to start raising their vibration. And then they're eventually going to ascend and transcend and shift and ignite. When you ignite, that's that you're going to ignite your blue flame, your Kundalini energy. You have black goo that sits on the base of your spine. This is the fact. Black goo, all right? This black goo is so powerful, they made a whole movie about it, and they called it Venom. The black goo that got on Spider-Man and Venom and shit, that's about the black goo that's on the base of your spine, family, because that comes from dark matter energy, all right? So understand that these beings have launched a full attack against us, and they have this clone war that they're about to start. So I'm telling all the carbonated beings out there, the blacks and Latinos, get out of that fucking war, that Biden-Trump war is going to hit the streets. Shit ain't hit the fan yet. Y'all ain't seen shit yet. That's why they telling y'all dark as wind. Go stock up on your little foods and shit, because I know right now your genetics is still used to eating that stuff, so go ahead, eat your whatever. The meat is bad, right? But your genome is so set up to eat that right now. If that's what you've been eating to survive, eat it. It ain't going to change nothing, because eventually your DNA is being upgraded. You're going to shift whether you want to or not. All right? So to prevent the panic, though, because some of y'all are vibrating so low still, and you're not aware of these higher dimensions and these higher divine truths, you will panic without that food, so get that food. But for those of us who vibrate high, we good. We don't need no food. We understand what it is. You get what I'm saying? We need photon energy. We need water, all right? The oxygen is being depleted out of our atmosphere daily by our ancestors and by these lives, and we have a lot of extraterrestrial beings from different star systems and different places that are here now on the planet helping to clean the planet every single day. This is an actual fact. So we're going back to the point where eventually, coming up here in the next few months, we're going to start back breathing hydrogen. And if you know anything about hydrogen is what connects your chromosomes. You have 23 chromosomes, right? Those 23 chromosomes break up into two genetic strips in them. So you get 46. You times that by two, you get to 92, all right? So you got 92 strands of DNA of DNA per cell, and you times that by X amount of cells, and you end up with 3 million strands of DNA, all right? So your DNA is being rapidly unlocked, upgraded every single day, family. And as this radiation hits you, you're going to remember things. And as you remember things, those are the downloads. The information is the download that's going to put you in a position to ignite and activate your chi energies or your nin or your aura, because our aura nodes are opening up. And as our aura nodes open up, that's going to open up the chi energy fields around you, so you'll actually be able to see people aura as we move into these next 6 months, like with this new sun here and this new energy here. We're vibrating only on the love frequency, family, so that's why I'm telling you to do your shadow work and work on yourself, because if you have hate in your heart, those are low vibrations, fear, hate, sadness, depression. It's going to be hard for you to breathe in this hydrogen atmosphere if you're not clean within, because the whole entire planet is being cleansed. You have the galactic forces here, along with our ancestors here right now, that's cleaning the planet. And then we're shifting every day. Okay, so You have to do your shadow work. You have to forgive yourself for your mistakes. You have to forgive yourself for your wrongs. No matter if you come out the streets, whatever you did, understand that whether you sold drugs, did drugs, you went to work, you used to be a hoe, you sold pussy, you stripped, you used to steal, you was a thief. Whatever you did, forgive yourself, because those were all programs that was put on your DNA. It was an attack on your DNA if you are a carbonated being. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is just an actual fact, all right? So understand what's going on around you. This is why you're still seeing bees out right now, since the vibration of the planet is increasing, all right? So I'm going to click play on these COVID videos, these political updates, to show you what's going on in current events around the country and what their media is talking about. COVID also means crown of the sun, all right? And the crown of the sun is killing them, because they have melanin, neuromelanin, all right? We don't have melanin, so I keep telling y'all, stop saying, the guys and goddesses, that this is melanin. This is not melanin. This is carbon, all right? This is a fact, all right? This is not melanin. Like, nothing is, no melanin is in you. When Zeus created these human beings, he could not give them carbon, because he is not the grand creator of the gods. The Supreme Council is. And the Supreme Council is a body of feminine energy beings, okay? All right, feminine energy being. So understand that he could not give them carbon, family. Zeus could not give them carbon, family. Okay, he couldn't give them carbon, family. He couldn't give them carbon because he's not the grand creator. Okay, so understand. He was only able to inject these human beings with neuromelanin, which is a smaller version of, which is a downgraded version of carbon. And yet we do have neuromelanin within our genome, family. We do. Us carbonated beings, we do have neuromelanin within our genome. Yes, we do. But at the same time, what's on the epidermis of your skin, all right, that makes your skin the color that it is, all right? That makes your skin the color that it is, which is this brown or dark pigmentation or yellowish, darkish pigmentation, right? That comes from carbon, all right? And you are a dark matter energy being. So the liquid version of dark matter energy is carbon, okay? So that's why in this reality, you are the hue that you are, because this is carbon, okay? And this is also why when we was breathing hydrogen, we wasn't brown. We wasn't these pigments. We were blue, green, red. Some of us was purple. Some of us was rainbow complexions. Like, we were all these different colors, because that's what happens with carbon and hydrogen. You get what I'm saying? So that's why they always showing you green beings in movies. Guardians of the Galaxy, Zoe Saldana, she was green. The other dude, Batista, was green, or whatever his name was. Like, they'll show you this in movies, the Smurfs blue, or they'll show you blue beings. Like, we're going back blue, because the oxygen is leaving our atmosphere. So we're going back blue, green, purple, these rainbow colors, whatever color you was, you're going to be that. Your pigment is going to be that. You know, this is what birthmarks truly are, that babies are born, that we be born with, when we be, you know. So, you know, understand that these beings, family, you know, these invaders did a lot to us. So,
states and localities across the country are ramping up restrictions as COVID-19.
So, right now, what I'm gonna do? Somebody said, so will diseases go away? Ashley Madison. Yeah, it won't be no more diseases or any of that. Like, the entire planet is being cleansed. Like, before human beings and these draconian reptilians and these Pleiadians, these Arcturians came on our planet, we had no disease. There was no disease. There was no killing. There was peace. There was none of that. They brought all of that. They brought devastation. They brought death. They brought destruction. They brought all of that with them. All right? This is a fact. Peace reflection, Marquez Calhoun, peace reflection, y'all tuning in. This is the fact. So, and they were only able to do this because they used our ancient technology against us. You know, like, just like on Avatar, how they used the guy in the wheelchair to get cool with the Na'vi, and then he betrayed them, or the story of the Pilgrims and the Indians, that's what they did to us, you know. They came to our planet then we knew who they were. We seen them come in before they came, you know, but we trusted them still, family. You know, we trusted them because we had a guard. All right, but let's stay focused, though. Let's stay focused, family. All right. So this is what's going on in the media. Peep game.
And localities across the country are ramping up restrictions as COVID-19 continues to spread at a dizzying pace. Here are the details. From California to Philadelphia and in many places in between, officials are limiting indoor activities like dining and going to the gym. And health experts are begging people to take precautions as Thanksgiving approaches. The U.S. has seen more than 100,000 new COVID-19 cases.
See how they buying likes? See how they be buying likes and shit? Ain't none of them numbers legit.
And we're also hearing that hospitalizations are climbing rapidly.
They lying about all this.
Yeah, that's right. We're seeing a record number of people who are being admitted into hospitals.
They're lying.
1,000 Americans. And
you see how Satan kids get all they good at lying because they got that from their dad.
We're breaking new numbers. And, you know, I was speaking to my family back home, and they said there's only one hospital bed available to someone if they catch COVID. So it really shows the strain that communities are facing right now as we are seeing this record number of COVID cases.
Tell live vision. Facts.
Around the country feel overwhelmed. We're working our butts off here. We're trying to do our part. We would love to.
Okay. So now they are already setting you up for the blow. This today's news, y'all. You know, these are today's top news articles. You know what I'm saying? Now, they made sure to attack the top three cities. Here goes Chicago. They sent in Chicago, my home city.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This is what they saying. And they hit all the major cities first. That's how smart they are.
Hold
on.
Chicago is grappling with a surge in infections. In Diana's Latin neighborhood, almost every single household has been affected. Her grandmother died after catching the virus at the age of 77.
Facts. Look, they made sure to hit Chicago. Lock them down first.
Her family is not only scared of the virus, but also anxious about not being able to pay exorbitant medical bills.
You see how they got the whole backstory set up for you on their little Madea?
An x-ray. Because when you get out of COVID, you should have a cough and get an x-ray. If an x-ray doesn't show up, then you probably get an MRI. And if something doesn't show up, then you get a CT scan. And those are above, what, $2,000? People who don't have documents who are dying at home.
The state of Illinois is one of the hardest hit states, with over 500,000 cases since the beginning of the crisis, and over 80,000 in the last
year. Look at them, lying.
10,000 of those were in Chicago.
Now Chicago, one of the hardest hit states, let them tell it.
Here in one of the poorest neighborhoods in the city, this woman is handing out masks and hand
sanitizer. These people can't afford to buy masks. Sanitize everything is hard right now because of the virus.
Chicago's mayor has issued a stay-at-home advisory to the city.
Now look, they just locked Chicago down.
7 million people are being asked to leave the house only if absolutely necessary.
They just locked Chicago down.
Goods. City authorities say that more than 1,000 people could die over the next few weeks if no steps are taken now.
Now, that's the one on Chicago, right? Now, check this out. Hold on. Now, look, here they go. They hit Chicago. They hit New York. You know what I'm saying? These are all today, family. These all rolled out today. And I was telling y'all about this lockdown that was coming. Okay, so I was telling y'all about this. I said they were going to try to lock y'all down because they don't want y'all in the atmosphere. All right? They don't want nobody in the atmosphere, so they locking everybody back down like I was telling y'all they was going to do months ago leading up to this lockdown. Lockdown is followed behind vaccines. You know, we're going to get to that next, though. Let's stay focused, though, family. Okay, this is New York, so pay attention to this. this today's articles. You got to pay attention to what they talking about, because you'll sit back thinking like, you'll be sitting back thinking like, oh, I got time, and no, you don't got time. They're already in motion. They already started lockdowns, family. So just like that's a code name to them to get the fuck off the planet and shit, because we finna shift, that should be a code name to you to start your meditation and start taking this shit all the way serious if you didn't, all right? Because they still finna come with these food shortages too, all right? So let's stay focused, family. They come with these food shortages too. Yeah, they coming all over the country. Somebody said Maximus Early Peace God said Ohio starting curfews. Yeah, they finna try to shut the country down. And I'm telling y'all, don't go for this dumb shit, man. Don't go for it, because why they when they lock you down and they don't want you in the atmosphere, they gonna hit the grid, y'all. They gonna hit the grid and try to disconnect everybody while everybody at home. So can't nobody communicate with each other. You get what I'm saying? This is their plan. This is what I'm telling y'all. I'm telling y'all to go outside, soak in all that radiation, power up off that shit so you can tap into these abilities and shit so that you can defend yourself and your planet. So that you can't let them do what they about to try to do. Listen, if we let them give us these vaccines, y'all, it's over with. You see what I'm saying? The vaccines lock the DNA. All right? The vaccines is strictly to lock the DNA. All right? To lock the DNA and to be able to control your vertebrae and control your heart, because the vaccine also has nanobots in it, supercharged nanobots in it. So they'll be able to control with microchips on them. So they'll be able to literally control you from the inside out. So you can't take these vaccines, family. All right? Yeah, the live going to save to YouTube automatically. Y'all smash that like button. We had almost 200 live views in the chat room. Y'all let it strong. Y'all keep sharing to Facebook. Let them know we on here. I know a lot of people on Facebook be looking for us, but yeah, we on YouTube tonight. Then we back on Facebook Friday, though, family. Yeah, the sleeping masks are going to lose their minds when they shut the social media group. Exactly, family. So them locking us down right now with these new lockdowns are more important than ever, family. Y'all smash that like button. Y'all share this shit, man. Y'all get this message out to y'all families, man, about what's really going on. Really be focusing on what you need to during this time, because they want you to get scared. They want you to panic. They're going to tell y'all it's food shortages next. In the middle of a lockdown, they're going to tell you it's food shortages. Then they're going to try to shut the grid down. And they're going to try to do all of this before December 21st, because they want you to be scared. They need more energy to get off the planet. They need more energy. Hold on, I repeat, family. Hold on, family. They need as much energy as possible, family. Hold on, y'all. They need as much energy as possible, family, to get off the planet. You hear me? They want y'all to be scared, family. They want y'all to be scared. You two fucking with me too, y'all, because they got the camera, got to be held on the angle. This shit fuck with my eyes. I got it. You know, on Facebook, I got to hold it upright. I got to get used to this shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, every time I look to the right, it makes me like I'm looking away from the camera. The camera to the left. I got to get used to this. But anyway, like, they want y'all to be scared, family. Y'all feel me? They want y'all to be in fear. So they're hitting y'all with these lockdowns. Fear. Food shortages next. Fear. You know what I'm saying? Shut the grid down. Fear. That gives them more energy to try to power their spaceships to get off the planet. Don't fear. Don't go for no lockdown. Don't go. Fuck their jobs, y'all. Only if you work, stop going today. If you want to make some money on your own, you can make your own money from home. Just sit back and think of something to do. This is a fact. Don't give no more energy to their system. This ain't the time to be going to work no more. I've never told y'all this before. I'm dead-ass serious. Now, you don't have to listen to me. That's on you. I'm doing my job. I went and meditated. I went and sat. I'm prepared. I'm preparing the rest of the gods and goddesses. I'm only here to raise the vibration. All right? And if your vibration doesn't raise in time, now you're going to have to just sit back and watch me and the ones that do have our vibration raised fight these motherfuckers while y'all waiting to raise y'all vibration. You get what I'm saying? We need as many of you motherfuckers active as possible. We don't need, you know, y'all get what I'm saying? We need as many of y'all active as possible, because once the war kick off, it's going to blow motherfuckers' mind how this shit's going to unfold, this domino effect. You're going to see this clone war first with Trump and them. You're going to see the panic and the lockdowns here like I predicted. Like I told you, I ain't predicted because I had seen. If you wondering how I know this is because I meditate. I go to other galaxies. I go to other higher dimensions and realms and planets. So I have seen this shit already. That's how I know it's going to happen. We're going to come out on top. That's how I know all that too. Love going to prevail. But still, there's going to be a lot of people that's not going to shift because they think we lying right now. They don't believe. So they're not able to transcend. You get what I'm saying? Like y'all got to understand what I'm saying, how real it's getting. Now, they these mandatory lockdowns, food, they finna lie and say it's a food shortage, which they already started in Texas and in Arizona. Then behind that, they finna lock the grid down. Why? Because the sky's finna open up, and you finna see all these planets and galaxies and spaceships and your ancestors and all these different other ancestors and relatives and extraterrestrials that are on our side here, on our side fighting. But you also finna see the ones that we didn't see that been here running us, that we've been fighting against. Man, this shit finna like that scene off Wakanda. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell y'all what's going on, man. You know what I'm saying? And they not going to tell y'all that. Just like, listen, when they tell you to panic, let me tell you something about the Madea, man. When they tell you to panic, man, don't panic. If they don't tell you to panic and they plan it cool, trust me, they up to something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how they work. They not really, like, saying what it is. They just, like, right, we're going to lock everything down. You know, we got some vaccines so everything can get back to normal. Well, that ain't the real reason. They locking shit down because they don't want y'all to charge up before they leave the fucking planet. They don't want y'all to charge up before they leave the planet, so that's why they want y'all to stay in the motherfucking house right now. Because I've been telling y'all the energy is here now. Nigga, the energy here now, family. They want y'all to stay in the house because they don't want y'all to charge up. Look, I'm already charged, nigga. I'm out here, nigga. I told y'all I had the green light. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all I just fucked the L's up the last night. Y'all think this shit a joke to y'all get to seeing this shit. Y'all already seeing the lockdowns. Next comes the food shortages. Next, you're going to see these locusts. Next, you're going to all this before December 21st, family. That's back-to-back elbows. Why did they just told y'all Jeremiah died? They did all that blood sacrifice and the harness energy. All the rappers they killed, they didn't kill Jeremiah. They said he died from COVID. The harness energy. You know what I'm saying? It's time to tap into the plasma energy that's here. That chi energy is here now. Up some sit-ups, some crunches. You know what I'm saying? That energy is here now, family. It's here now. Baby. It's here now. You feel me? And they don't want you to know it's here. And I'm telling you it's here now. All right? 500 years, they just fucked us over. You get what I'm saying? We ain't going for that shit no more. You feel me? And they know it. All right? They know it. You feel me? So they trying to keep as many of y'all sleep as they can, man. That's what all this shit is about. I'm telling y'all, you got to stay focused. And you got to understand the enemy and understand the war and understand what the fuck is going on. This shit ain't no joke no more. You see, locking y'all down. Locking y'all ass down right now. Motherfuckers still out there playing. Feel me? Out there playing. Woo! I could have been in a commercial, couldn't I, for that joint? Spring water be hit. Good, right? You know what I'm saying, family? The energy is here now, family. You feel me? Like, they are already locking that. They are already locking it down. Nigga, I ain't locked down. They can't lock me down. But they trying to lock shit down. That's like what I'm trying to say. You feel me? There ain't no locking me down. I'm out here. Feel me? Ain't no locking us down. That's what I'm telling y'all. Ain't no locking us down. Don't go for that. Don't go for this. Yeah, you better go watch Doctor Strange. Yes, definitely. Watch Doctor Strange. All of that. That's the only thing gonna help y'all understand what the fuck is y'all about to be seeing. Ain't no book gonna show you this. You're gonna have to go within. I'm able to tell it to y'all, like, go within. You, and then after, and if you want to really grasp what's going on, you're going to have to put on a bunch of sci-fi shit. Maybe, like I keep saying, if your ass drink, go get you a motherfucking filth. If you like to smoke, like, I hope you do something. You're going to need to be doing something to download this shit. You feel me? This is some movie shit. Even when I found out, when I got, like, oh, this shit real. I had to, it's mind-blowing. You know what I'm saying? And then I be seeing it. I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? So when we've been lied to our whole life, fam, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, you got to roll up to this shit. Nigga, I start smoking more the more I got. Hey, y'all hear me though, family?
Nigga, the deeper it got, the more I start rolling up. Nigga, I rolled up twice a day when I started the journey. Nigga, the rabbit hole so deep, a nigga had to roll some. Nigga, I'm looking back up at the hole, y'all. I'm like, I'm down here, nigga. That's the hole. I'm like, this motherfucker deep. I don't even know if I can get out this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I done got in the rabbit hole, y'all. I don't even know if I can get the fuck back out this motherfucker. I'm in here now, family. This motherfucker deep, y'all. You feel me? For real, nigga. You throw a rock down this motherfucker, you ain't gonna never hear it hit no water. It's just gonna disappear, nigga. You ain't gonna hear nothing. It's just gonna... You know, you throw a rock down a hole to see how deep it is, nigga. You throw a rock down this rabbit hole, nigga. You ain't gonna never hear a splash. You feel me, family? This shit get real, nigga. I was smoking twice a day. Get out of this spiritual journey, nigga, rolling up a five piece. Fucking around with this shit, y'all. It get real like that, though. It's real like that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything that they lied to us about, man, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, that's why I keep saying to really get a hold of what we finna go through as this planet shifts. Well, I'm not lying when I'm telling y'all the fucking trees are alive. They dance and sing and move frequencies, spit out frequencies. You know, electrical pulses, you know what I'm saying? I'm not lying about that. I'm not lying about you finna see the birds change from the birds that you know to these different creatures you ain't never motherfucking seen because we rising in frequency. Nigga, you see the sky look different. You going outside, you standing in the sky like, what the fuck going on, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Nigga, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm telling y'all, man. You know, y'all better start listening to me. I'm the only motherfucker gonna give y'all this real shit like this right now because we all in this together. I ain't no clone. I ain't no programming. I ain't none of that shit. Y'all ain't me family, nigga. You feel me, nigga? I just got through smoking, nigga. You feel me? Like, I'm like y'all. You feel me? I'm here to help raise the vibration because I want to get everybody on the same page because I know what y'all is. I know y'all forces of nature, chaos, dark matter, energy beings, angelic beings, electrical beings, multidimensional beings, grand creators. You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all is. Like, I know what y'all is. So I'm just reminding y'all because it's not, they trying to kill our kids, y'all. They already been kidnapping all the women and killing the women and kids. They've been making the planet cold, freezing our planet up. This is a tropical planet. Well, nothing about this bitch cold till they came. You know what I'm saying? They've been getting down on us. They've been poisoning our soil, poisoning the food. You get what I'm saying? Like, nigga, hey, they got to go. You feel me? They got to go. We ain't trying to talk about nothing else no more. You feel me? Like, it ain't even no option. We gone. We already gone. You know what I'm saying? And nigga, if you coming, you coming. And, like, that's what it is right now. Man, I ain't trying to convince nobody about nothing. You feel me? We in here. If you ready, you ready. Feel me? Like, that's what we at with it. You know what I'm saying? But look, let's stay focused, though. So let's see what they saying about New York, y'all. Because we just seen Chicago, man. Let's stay focused, man.
Hospital admissions in the U.S. soaring past 65,000, a record. And more than 144,000 daily new cases, states and cities cracking down and reimposing restrictions. Los Angeles hoping to curb the spread by boosting testing.
Hold on, y'all.
At Dodger Stadium, hundreds of people
that ain't even,
to get tested. This morning, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Hold on, that ain't even the New York one.
The first Trevor all is in Bismarck, North Dakota, one of the hardest hit states.
Good
morning, Trevor.
Nah, that's not good. We can go to the California. This California one, y'all.
The COVID pandemic and a message from the governor this morning.
The cases, though, in the state of California have doubled just in the last 10 years.
So they saying the cases in the state of California have doubled in the last 10 days, y'all. All of a sudden.
This morning, California hitting the brakes on reopening because of that massive spike.
So now California's saying they're not reopening. Smash that like button, too, if y'all just coming in. I see there's almost 200 of us in here.
Tier effective today.
Yeah, that is the most restrictive tier of the state's coronavirus tracking system, and it means no more indoor dining.
Shout out Dallas Tech.
No more to reopen for in-person learning, and a lot more businesses will have to move outdoors. Here's a look at where the county stood last Tuesday compared to now.
Look, y'all, it's Cali.
In their reopening plans with some counties moving back more than one tier. Every county.
Shout out Ohio.
In the purple tier this morning. We have seen coverage for you. ABC 10's Zach Fuentes is standing by in Roseville with reaction from local business owners, including one restaurant who is not too happy about having to close indoor dining.
First, though, Kevin John is live outside the Capitol building. Kevin, the governor is considering taking even more action if things don't improve.
Who's that? Alicia Connelly. Shout out Milwaukee. Peace, goddess.
Governor Newsom saying that it's time to come to a screeching halt at reopening our county.
Shout out H-Town.
Even if that means taking drastic measures like putting us all with a curfew. Now, get this.
He was talking about a curfew. Are they talking about a curfew, family? So, look, we ain't finna eat the whole. We ain't got to watch all that shit. Shout out Missouri. Shout out Chicago. I see y'all coming in here. Dropping y'all comments. But, yeah, though, we ain't even got to shout out South Carolina. We ain't even got to watch the whole thing, all right? So, these are all the recent stories. So, they talk about corona. You see they didn't lock down the Chicago. They locked down. They talking about locking down Cali, New York. Now, let's go to the next top headline that they talk about in the media right now. They talking about they still getting you ready for this clone war. All right, because that's really what it is, y'all, that this clone war that's about to take place between these Trump and Biden supporters. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter who win or who they say officially win, it's going to be war. And I told y'all who they're going to leave it to. Now, look, check this out, y'all. This is today's headlines, y'all. So this is all today. This is today. This ain't.
The numbers have not improved. It's still 71% out of balance.
They're talking about the numbers still 71% out of balance. The reversal follow condemnation over the refusal to certify the results. Look at him. Wendell Anthony, NAACP, Autobot, Carbon Autobot right there, family.
History won't be on your side. Your conscience will not be on your side.
Shout out Seattle. Supreme Goddess, Dayton, Ohio. Y'all see this, family? While Trump celebrates the initial certification deadlock on Twitter. Wow, Michigan just refused to certify the election results. Having courage is a beautiful thing. So y'all see what's going on with this bullshit election shit, right? So you know, like I told y'all, right? They gonna let, like, listen, man. Now they talk about, so these are, we just paying attention right now. We're scrolling, we trying to watch them, family. We watching the oppressors. We watching. I'm showing y'all this, right? Because you need to watch your oppressors. Hold on. Oh, there it go. I'm showing you this because you need to watch your oppressor. You need to watch his moves and see what it is that he's up to right now. You know, you can't be out here just focused on you and you're not watching your enemy. All right, so you see, all they're talking about in the headlines today is coronavirus lockdowns in the three major cities and states. All right. You see, they're talking about the election still, this clone war. All right, it's a clone war, all right, because it's going to be fought between all these Biden and Trump supporters. The majority of them are clones and programs and synthetic robots. But, you know, all us carbonated beings don't know that, so that's going to pull a lot of Black and Latino people into that war that's caught up in this bullshit politics as opposed to being caught up in the war for us, the aboriginal beings, the gods, all right? We all got to stay united and stay one and stay focused. Don't get caught up in this clone war that they got going on. Okay, that they about to kick off. Okay, this is what I'm telling y'all. All right? But at the same time, you're also about to see the next top headline they're talking about. So they're only talking about coronavirus rising. So now they got to force more lockdowns. And that, of course, they got to give you a reason to lock you down. You get what I'm saying? So they said if the coronavirus numbers are rising again all of a sudden, you know, you heard them in Cali, they doubled in 10 days all of a sudden. Right, the niggas buying likes. They buying likes and views on motherfucking coronavirus numbers, all right? You know what I'm saying? They got the weekly, monthly package on them shits, too. All right? So it is there what's going on, family. All right, yeah, they be lying. Like I said, they buying likes. They buying views. They buying comments. Fuck you talking about? They buying motherfucking YouTube views on the goddamn video. Look, they doing it all to make this shit seem like it's the end thing of what's going on. All right, and the last story of the day, what are they talking about? Let's see, y'all. Let's see. The next thing they're talking about, because you got to understand, the reason they're talking about coronavirus so much is because they also got to give you a reason to take these vaccines that are going to lock your DNA and basically turn you to a robot and a computer that they can control from the inside out. So hold on. So this is the next top storyline that they were talking about today.
This is an mRNA
manufacturer capacity company, and they're guaranteeing there will be a vaccine by the end of
2021. And it is certainly the scale that we always do according to what you have said in the pipeline. What is the new dimension of the capacity for? When we started 2 years ago with our fourth product line, which is an industrial scale, nobody really was believing that we need this big scale. Certainly nobody knew at the time that we are talking about COVID-19. But since the beginning of this year, all this capacity which is going to be built up, and as we are actually building this up, not only we are at CureVac, also others, this is mRNA capacity which stays even beyond COVID-19. It will be a part of the preparedness thought, because there will be other viruses coming on, and RNA can make a difference, obviously, and for that the capacity is there, but you can't get from 0 to 100 within a minute. But all what is at the moment what we see as scaled up worldwide, globally, beyond CureVac, there will be enough capacity to really vaccinate the world, well, let's say, until the end of next year.
Alright, so peace, family. So, now, kick our shit a little bit again. Family, we'll kick our shit. Now, I want to show y'all the updates on what was going on in the world, like what they've been talking about, you know, what's been talked about in the media, because I can say it, but I want you to see it a little bit. And, you know, basically all the headlines are geared around trying to get you to take this vaccine, geared around wanting their people to leave the planet and also to stay inside. That also lets other human beings know that they need to actually stay inside, because that crown of the sun can really affect them, all right? So it's about spreading fear, spreading anger, spreading sadness. They just killed a bunch of celebrities to spread more fear. Remember, notice, why didn't no white celebrities die? Because that was an attack strictly toward the carbonated beings. So they made sure that they killed carbonated beings so they would affect us, all right? This is a frequency war. We are in a war. They have launched a full-out war against us because they know that their time on our far running our planet is up, okay? I'm talking about the hierarchy human beings, which are your elite, and I'm talking about these draconian reptilians, which are all your presidents and your bankers and stuff like that. This is what's really going on, family. All right? This was really going on. This was really going on. And it's because, you know, they know that they took our planet from us, but it was temporary. You know, them taking the planet from us was a temporary thing, family. There wasn't nothing that they was going to be able to just, you know, run off with. You feel me, family? They wasn't going to be able to just run off with that like that. You know, understand that they wasn't going to be able to do that. Bro, they wasn't going to be able to do that, Charles. We wasn't going for that. You feel me? We wasn't going for that, family. We was not going for that, all right? We was not going for that. So that's why I'm sure today, you know, after I meditated, the ancestors wanted me to show y'all the plan of the enemy and what our oppressors are up to right now, right? So why they have you call up in, you know, who got traded in the NBA and, you know, or who albums are doing good, you know, what artists just passed away from gun violence, you know, who beefing in the street. They got you caught up on that, you know, and they even got you caught up on now they said it's a lockdown and people are still trying to figure out what's going to happen with the votes on top of that. You got people still waiting for a stimulus on top of that. You got other people looking like, how you going to get taxes this year? You know, like, all this is going on because it's the end of their system, family. It's over with. It's over with, family. Cosmic family. It's over with. Now we rise. Now we rise. Now the planet rise. Now the animals can live in peace again. We'll be able to live in peace again. These avatars won't age again. You got to remember, family, because we got to help this planet fight back right now. This planet is going to fight back. Our ancestors are here to fight back. We have aid and assistance from other advanced civilizations that are here to help us. All right? Because they have been trying to contact us for a long time. But they had the frequency so low on this realm that the ancestors were not able to break through and contact many of you. All right? We have been trying to reach out to many of you for years. The ancestors have been trying to reach out to us for years. All right? But many of us was vibrating so low that we couldn't see. Right? Anytime you see a number, it's the ancestors talking to you. They call them angel numbers, but we are the angels, okay? You know, you are that guardian angel that they told you about that's looking over your shoulder. That's you. You know what I'm saying? All right? So the ancestors talk to you through numbers. All right? You see numbers, look them up. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got a video about to drop about the Internet, but the Internet is actually an intergalactic highway of information. All right? That's why it's called inter, because it comes from internal. It's internal information that is being displayed over a vast network. And this network isn't just limited to our realm or our dimension, right? The Internet is available in every realm, in every dimension. You have cosmic beings who have never been to this planet ever, but they have made information and made websites, and you might have been on a website and you don't even know it. You think it. That everybody make a website from this planet. That's not how the Internet works. If the Internet worked like that, do you think the government would be letting all these videos get out here to get out there on YouTube? Think about it. If it wasn't for the Internet, we wouldn't know shit. A lot of us, we would. The Internet information starts flowing out. So you, if they could really control the entire Internet, do you think they would let all this information flow out? No, they would not. They would be blocking this shit. It's 200 people right now on Facebook Live. I mean, on YouTube Live, which is great because normally we all be 300 deep. On Facebook. So there's still 200 of us. Why YouTube letting that go through? Why? Y'all can see that. I didn't know y'all can see that. Also, y'all can see the live viewers and y'all can see the comments too. Y'all can see each other comments too on here, y'all. Talk to me, family. We got to turn up. This our first time, y'all. You know, we used to Facebook, family. And I ain't feel like going downstairs. Also, y'all can see each other. Oh, that's lit. I didn't know y'all can see each other. Oh, we lit on this bitch. If I see somebody get a phone number, I'm like, damn, that's the deal, folks. Nigga get a whole phone number out of a live family. You hear me up? I'm like, hey, yo, hit me up. 393-662-4556. Oh, damn, motherfucker, just turn this bitch to goddamn it. Blackfamiliesmeet.com. Goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? Niggas just turn this bitch to a dating site. I'm like, damn. Motherfucker, first in the comments. I ain't going to say nothing. Live your life. You know, because y'all live your life. You know, there might be the energy that's needed for each other for y'all to ascend. If this university had to bring y'all together to fly. I'm just saying, shout me out or shout the university out, y'all get married. Because y'all family, y'all know I ain't lying. We still focused, but I know I just seen a motherfucker in the comments first. Niggas shot they whole CeeLo did their family. Niggas slid a number. Niggas dropped they motherfucking... A flick, nigga, she came back with a selfie. I'm kicking the knowledge like, yeah, because, you know, in the cosmic realms, you know, we have to ascend. I see a whole motherfucking email come through like, beep, 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 beep. Oh, damn, what better turn this to Snapchat? You feel me? But, yeah, you know, family, so, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, though, family. It's all good because we ain't here together. We family, baby. Hey, we in here together, family, you feel me? Be you, you feel me? Be yourselves, you know? This is where we don't judge. Listen, we don't care. Listen, in this university, we don't care if you white, black, tall, short, rich, poor, if you got some ass, if you ain't got no ass, all right? We don't care if you got some money or you ain't got no money. We don't care, and we don't care what you into, feel me? We just ascending right now, you feel me? So when you ascending, you're not even in a position to judge nobody. Y'all feel me, family? See, that's when you know you ascending because you going, you vibrating so high, you ain't going to judge nobody when you vibrating high. If anything, you're trying to pull them up so they can vibrate like you. You feel me, family? Like, come on, man, like, need to find me a goddess on my soul. I'm trying to tell y'all, listen, the university gonna low-key turn that anyway because, listen, this is one of the few platforms that we have for the enlightened beings where we can get in here amongst each other, and that shit feel good. You know, because normally we got to, you know what, family? We got to square up with niggas everywhere we go. Yo. We be dolo standing on some truth. No. Like, look, man, I'm trying to tell you, look, they didn't lie to us, and it'll be a room full of other motherfuckers. It is just you, don't it be? It is just you. You arguing with the whole neighborhood and your mama. It's your mama, your grandma, your uncle,
uncle, your cousins, your kids, nigga. Everybody you grew up with, they against you. They like, nah, nigga, Jesus is real. You don't know what the fuck you talking about. Your ass crazy, nigga. Joe Biden gonna be the president. Ain't gonna be your ass tripping, da da da. Cause they don't wanna wake up, nigga. And we used to be in double life. We still stand in struggle. Like, nah, this is what it is. You ain't gonna tell me this. You ain't gonna tell me. You know what I'm saying? That's how we be. So when we got the university family, niggas, hey, niggas seen it with some more of us. Niggas got these quick business, though. Hey, look, in the neighborhood, y'all. Y'all know I'm not lying, family. In the black community, all it takes is one motherfucker to come outside, don't it? And the whole hood coming out, don't it? That's how we be, nigga. Hey, growing up in the hood, ain't nobody outside, right? You know what I'm saying? You two people post up, and they just stopping to really just, you know, chill for a minute. Let somebody else see out the blast, like, is that Tyquan or Lil J? Oh, see somebody outside. I'm finna go out there. Now that two that turns to four. Next thing you know, it's 100 motherfuckers outside. Like, yeah, nigga, that's how we be. So that's how we up in the university. You know, we was double fucking in the cosmic street. Y'all know we was. We was double in. You know. We have energy. The magnetic field, you know what I'm saying? Because the energy that comes to it's rising. So, nigga, we got these quick niggas. Niggas came in like, it was one nigga, right? One person, like, we started, one like, oh, we, this is what we enlightening ourselves here. I've been doing it too. Da, 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 da. Next thing you know, about three more people that eased on in. Nigga, week later, nigga, 50 niggas, we in there like, yeah, nigga, you know, we been building, we trying to get this going, shit. Boy, next thing you know, whole galaxy bomb rush.
Great time too for us because we are getting our powers back. All right,
We are coming back to where we need to be, cosmic family. You feel me? Because I'm going to go get Rodney to be right now. And y'all know me. If motherfuckers want to start leaving because I'm about to roll up, nigga, leave, nigga.
Guys, I apologize about that. Give me 1 second.
Blow this thing on up. Hey, y'all, so look. What should I do, family? Should I do the white bubble gum gelato before we keep the message going? Or should I do the Kobe Bryant OG? What should I do, family? I'm smoking. I'm gonna be real. This smell the best, though. I'm trying to tell y'all, OG, she say do OG, so we're going to go ahead, you know, Goddess is first, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and put the Kobe, we're going to put rest in peace to Kobe, you feel me? We're going to put the Kobe in the air, man. But yeah, though, family, so I don't want to be telling y'all, like, y'all be laughing at me, but you got to roll up to this shit or something. Y'all got to make, y'all got to live through this because they don't want us to live, y'all. They do not want us to live, family. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. They don't want us to live, man. They don't want us to live. I've been looking for these the whole time. They've been right here. That's what I can't stand when that shit happens. I'm looking for them. They don't want us to live. Pausing my subject. They right here the whole time. We ain't like, they don't want us to live, though. You feel me? And, like, y'all got to understand, like what the vaccine is going to do to DNA, what they're going to do to your kids. It's going to really affect you and hurt you on a different level. A lot of the oxygen that they put into the atmosphere, family, was to, you know, deplete and rust out the metals within these avatars, all right? You got to keep in mind, family, we are not these bodies, all right? We are chaotic beings. I got a video coming up on the 72 demonic forces, right? Now, when I first was, you know, trained in that threw me off. I'm like, demonic forces, nigga. I ain't into none of that shit. Girl, I fucks with me. But when you get to finding out why they made it seem like it was something that was bad, you get what I'm saying? Because it's your power. The demonic forces are within you. Remember, you have, let me give y'all a little metaphysics history real quick. Okay, basic metaphysics 101. Okay, in this physical avatar, you have 7 chakras that's within you that you can reach, that you can unlock within this reality. You know what I'm saying? 9 if you really tap in, okay? But your root chakra is at the base of your tailbone, all right? That's the chakra that's the devil in you. That's your lower self, your weaker self, all right? That's where your negative energy lies. You have to understand the duality and everything. You are good energy and negative energy, all right? That's the polarity of the universe, right? You are God and you have the ability to do good. You have the ability to do bad. Satan is an example of that. He was one of the guys that chose to dive into his root chakra, which led him to be stuck into his ego, all right? And then he, you know, created these human beings to harm us, all right? So you got to understand on the metaphysical level, you know, at your highest form within these 7 chakras is your crown chakra, all right? So the trick is to vibrate at a frequency high enough to where you stay locked in that crown chakra or that pineal gland so that you can see things for what they truly and really are, all right? So our oppressors, literally every single attack that has ever been made has been made at your pineal gland, all right? Has been made at the epidermis of your skin, which is your antenna to your avatar, you know what I'm saying? Has been made to, because the thing is, if they can shape the neurochemistry of your brain and they can affect your reality, this is why you can't believe what you see, because what you see can be tricked. You know, it could be, they can make it like it's a door right there when it's not, if they bend the light around the object, if they bend the light photon, all right? This is why I was telling y'all to get into quantum physics, all right? Because quantum physics and metaphysics teach you about the neutrino and the light photons, which are smaller than the atom, all right? And the light photons is what these draconian reptilians be using to shapeshift. Right, because you got to think you got atoms. They'll tell you in science that the smallest form is an atom, right? But in reality, you got the neutrino and you got the
the light photon. And I always emphasize those two to you because that's the basic technology that they these beings are using to shapeshift into humanoid forms. The technology that they are using to shapeshift into humanoid forms, humanoid forms. All right. So on a metaphysical level of things, you have to accept that you are not your body, that you are an electrical being. All right. All of these things. You feel me? All of these things. I'm going to roll up, too. You got to accept this, fam. I'm telling y'all this for a reason. I hope y'all listen. I know y'all in the comments kicking it. That's cool, too, but I hope y'all grabbing the download. Because I want y'all to kick it. It's too much going on not to be kicking it. You feel me? But, like, you know, this is why I'm expressing to you when I was talking to y'all earlier about your aura nodes and how as this radiation pumps into the atmosphere after December 21st from this second sun and us moving through these celestial gateways, all right, you know, our aura nodes are going to be opening up, all right? So when our aura nodes are locked, you'll be able to see people's vibration, electromagnetic fields around their body. Pete, appreciate that, too. Hit that like button, y'all. Appreciate that, God. All right. So, understand that somebody told me I'm starting to glitch. It's probably because my phone's going to die. I'm going to be real with you. If it do, then y'all know what that was about. Because my phone, I need to put it on the charger. But, so, yeah, our aura nodes are going to open up. So when your aura nodes open up, basically, you'll be able to see the electromagnetic field around everybody. Okay, so if you're a little lost right now, you're like, what is an electromagnetic field? An electromagnetic field is the person's aura. All right, we all have an aura field. You know, we vibrate either red, right, or we vibrate yellow, or we vibrate orange, or we vibrate green, or we vibrate turquoise, or we vibrate blue, or we vibrate violet. But you're not able to see people's auras because our aura nodes have been shut off through all the GMOs they put in the food. All right, so when I've used the term to say all is being revealed, all is being revealed. So this means that as this second sun locks into the atmosphere, we move into this new energy, ain't nobody going to be able to lie no more about who they really are. All right? Ain't nobody going to be able to lie no more about who they really are because you're going to see their aura field. All right? Yes, even the earth has an aura. This is a fact. You're going to literally see people aura field, family. You get what I'm saying? You're going to see them. So you're going to know if somebody ain't shit. They're going to be vibrating red. You'll be like, oh, your ass lying. Boy, you ain't shit. She lying. She ain't shit. She's still on that bullshit. Then you can't lie. Yo, look at your aura. You red in the motherfucker. Your whole glow is red. What you talking about? You ain't like that. I ain't like that. I used to be like that. Nah, you still like that. You need to go meditate because increase your goddamn colors. I'm trying to tell y'all, ain't going to be no more lying to no female god. How you lie to the goddess? Trying to know. She going to see your colors. She going to know if you lying, family. You know what I'm saying? She go, oh, he is not right. Mm-mm. Nigga, you going red than a motherfucker, nigga. You ain't going to do right. You just trying to get in these straight. You is not going to do right. Why are you red then? No, I can hear it now. You know, as we niggas still going to have excuses. Well, you know, baby, I've been working on myself. I've been meditating, but they say my glow ain't going to change to green for another week. You know, I'm waiting on my green to kick in. You know, once I glow green, you know, it's coming up in a few weeks. You know, I'm going to be on that heart chakra, baby, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? I already went to the doctor. They said I'm going to be glowing any moment now. Niggas going to be lying their ass off. You know, and they going to still be the same way, y'all. I'm going to still be the same way. No, and then where you ain't nowhere near your heart chakra, boy, talking about you going to be green next week. You got to make it through red, yellow, and orange to get the green first. You talk about, she going to be like, boy, you ain't. And listen, God, just ain't going to be no trying to use nobody for arterial motives. I'm going to use him to get this car, use him to help me with my. We going to see your ass glowing red. Walk away, God. You see it glowing red. Get up out of there. Get up out of there quick, family. I don't give a fuck. How good she look, nigga? What is she glowing? I'm trying to tell you, in the new era of consciousness, it's the new sexy, family. How are you glowing? Fuck with your bank account. Like, what is your vibe? What's your vibration? I was like, how fat that ass is? Your ass glowing red. I'm cool. I'm not even going in there. You ain't finna drop my vibration. I'm on purple. I'm not finna go inside of you. You drop a nigga all the way back down the red. I got to start all the way over again. Like, nah, nigga, like, trip just for a moment. You know what I'm saying? Fucking nigga, whole aura up. Nah, I'm good. I'm trying to tell y'all, That's going to be the new thing around here. Like, niggas ain't going to be hanging when them niggas ain't vibrating their color. You feel me? You going to see the reds with the reds, nigga, the blues with the blues, nigga. Or the real shit be like some real gangbanging activities. You hear me? Like, nigga, what you, are you red, nigga? Oh, we ain't fucking with you, nigga. We on that orange shit over here, nigga. Oh, nigga, we on that orange shit over here, fam. We ain't fucking with you red-ass niggas, fam. That's how motherfuckers going to be, class. I'm like, I knew it. Then when people get their powers, you know people ain't finna act right. Is that free will gonna still be there, man? I don't even know why I be telling all y'all this shit. I be like, man, I know somebody in this motherfucker finna do some silly shit with they. As soon as they activate, they can't wait. They ain't even think about the real war. Niggas wanna activate to go handle old shit from 03. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga been on me on that pack for a minute. So when does my shit come? I'm going red. No, I'm going green. I'm getting a fire. I'm popping up in his shit. He gonna run that bread. You know what I'm saying? I can hear some of the guys just now. Oh, he ain't never want to pay his child support, huh? Oh, okay. Oh, I got him when we shift. You don't want to come get these kids? You don't want to come get these kids? Oh, okay. Okay. Bitch can teleport around this motherfucker. You must have forgot. We in new energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you, nigga. You be popping up in the crib. Nigga, you thought you was avoiding her and the kids. Nigga, what, nigga? You gonna go to the bathroom, nigga, come out, nigga. All the kids gonna be on the couch in the living room, nigga, just watching a movie, nigga. Like, how they get here? Mom dropped us off. Like, damn, you ain't gonna call a nigga before you teleport their ass over here? Don't be just thinking their ass over here like that. You gotta hit a nigga up first. It's, hey, ain't shit changed. I don't give a fuck what new activation abilities we got. Hit a nigga first. You could have, just like you teleported all their ass over here with a whole movie already planned, you could have motherfucking hit a nigga up. You could have sent the thought saying, hey, I'm thinking about teleporting them through. Is it okay? You just teleporting their ass through this bitch. Fuck is wrong. And y'all sit y'all ass down back there. Making all that go. Hey, I'm going to teleport an ass with them back there. Y'all hear me? And they going to still be in here. But you going to hear the bell in the back. And then, I'm going to be in this motherfucker rolling up. Ability fully. You hear me? Using them ability to the fullest. All right, y'all want to sit y'all the bad ass down? Okay. They going to be downstairs. Hey, y'all sit down.
Hey, y'all heard me? Y'all heard me? Okay, cool. All right, cool.
Don't even worry about it. Motherfucker keep jumping on my couch and shit. Don't even worry about it. All you hear is 2 seconds later. Achoo! Achoo!
Ah! I ain't going to do it again.
And I'm going to be up here like, damn, he whooping it. Yep, the mobilities, nigga. I'm teleporting ass whoopings, nigga. What you talking about? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's going to be a lot of stuff going on, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all, like, because we still going to be conscious of who we is. You know, so, you know, in the beginning, man, it's going to be kind of funny, man. And then that's what I'm trying to tell y'all, these Autobots, we're going to have to whip their ass, y'all, because they're going to be using their shit to fight against us to protect these humans. You feel me? We ain't going for that family. Hey, y'all ass silly. They ass cracking up. I'm just not reading the comments. Yeah, I ain't even peeped the comments. I'm sitting here just talking shit. Yeah, though, being real, though, family. It's going to get real. I don't even know why I can put that little ass blood in there like that. You seen that? I don't even know why I put that last blood in there like that. I'm bogus. That shit was not going to grind up. I could have grinded that with my motherfucking fingertips. I don't know what I was thinking about. Nigga get on live and get nervous. Like, he's trying to grind the blood up. I know everybody watching. It's 200 motherfuckers. They got last blood. If you don't thump that shit together and put that shit up in there and flame me up. You know what I'm saying? The King Palm. Oh, yeah. I'm smoking watermelon King Palms right now, y'all. The King Palm been out. He getting dry. He look, kick that knowledge, but nigga, light me up, nigga, before you fuck up my whole way I burn around this bitch. Too much air hit me. Light me up, get me going. But yeah, though, like, just keep it real with y'all family, so prepare yourselves. Meditate. Lock into the highest form of y'all selves. Lock into this dark matter energy. Y'all dark matter energy being, family. Alright? So, like, accept this reality, you know? Link into, like, study some of these energy fields I'm telling y'all about so that you can even be aware that they exist. Because I'm saying Oregon energy and all these different energy fields, and you might not even be aware they exist. Yeah, we definitely don't die. Hell no, we don't die. We can never die. You know what I'm saying? We are the beginning and the end, energy. We are before energy. We created energy. So, and if energy don't die, then what are we? If energy don't die, family, what you think we are? And I feel me, like, energy don't die. All right, so to link it to your higher self, we're going to have to meditate. We're going to have to accept these esoteric facts. That's why I got the PowerPoint lecture coming up, too, about, you know, these different extraterrestrial advanced civilizations so that you can become familiar with them. All right? I think the great thing that's happening right now is a lot of us is seeing that we've been lied to, and this new energy is already here. So that's why so many people is waking up so fast, family. Y'all feel me? That's why that's even happening. Y'all with me? The spaceship's already here. So y'all need to focus on self-love right now. All right? That's the key. I know I just told y'all a lot tonight, but the key to everything I'm saying is to focus on self-love. Self-healing, family. I repeat. Focus on self-love, self-healing. Somebody just commented, Jabari Davis, peace, God, said death didn't exist until they came to this planet. That is a fact, God. All right, but listen, to make it through what's going on right now, family, they want y'all to fear. All right, I'm not going to tell y'all what's going on and not give y'all the dope. I'm giving y'all the door right now. So this is the way out. Focus on love, all right? Focus on things that make you happy. Focus on things that make you smile. If you know the media is going to drop your vibration, stay off it. The thing is to keep your vibration high. Keep your vibration as high as possible, all right? Focus on forgiving yourself. Remove the fear. You need to be vibrating at a certain level to breathe in this red iron oxide that's going to hit our atmosphere along with this gamma radiation. If you're not vibrating at a certain, you're not going to die, but you're going to be in. It's going to be painful. So that's why what you want to do is you want to start. Like these next 2 days, it don't take long. Forgive yourself. Shadow work is not long. You know, just sitting with yourself, forgiving yourself, realizing that you made a lot of mistakes, letting go of any hurt, any pain, any bitterness. Like, we all know right now that I'm glad you screen record the live, too. I need that. That's love. We need people to screen record these lives. That's posted. You know what I'm saying? But we need to vibrate on love. Y'all need y'all listen to me now. The key out is love. No fear. We are not our bodies. Understand that, so there's no reason for you to even fear death or even believe in it. All right? We are not our bodies. But the way out is to vibrate on love. We are moving into new energy, Aquarius age, higher consciousness, people. So I know I keep talking about our DNA being a lot, and we're getting all these abilities, but with these abilities does really come great power and responsibility. Because we hate, oh, that's not going to make it through. Ain't going to be no gang war and all that. That's not going to make it through. So you gotta raise your vibration. Whatever you did, forgive yourself. That's the best way to do it. Forgive yourself for whatever you did wrong first. And then for anybody that ever hurt you, forgive yourself for allowing yourself to put yourself in a position to allow a motherfucker to really hurt you or allow somebody to hurt you. You know, you got to understand that these are programs. The people that hurt you are under programs. So, you know, it's no reason for us to sit here and bring up the past about who did what. We all done did some wrong to somebody. We all done hurt somebody, and we all done been hurt. So this is the time to heal. This is the time the entire planet is healing right now. It ain't about killing. It ain't about death. It ain't about violence. It ain't about none of that no more, family. We in different energy. Like, we all done been through. Look at it this way. We all done did wrong, like I said, and we all done been wrong. Okay? So if the planet is healing herself, then what you think we got to do? Heal ourselves. This is all part of the ascension, moving into new energy. You know, like that's what this is about, healing ourselves. And if we don't heal ourselves, the planet going to ease in and get you out the way, all right? The planet going to get you out the way because you're refusing to ascend. The planet has reset itself, family. Let me get back. The planet has reset itself, family. Y'all feel me? The planet has reset itself.
The numbers have not improved.
I ain't even hit play on this shit. How you gonna start playing on his own? Yeah. So the planet is resetting itself, family. Yeah, I feel me, like, It's time for us to reset spiritually and to reset within ourselves, because we have to evolve with this planet. All right, we have to remember, you have to dive deep within your soul during meditations and link into that element within you, link into that spiritual ability within you, link into that true power, that divine love, to release out the highest version of yourself. All right, forgive yourself, because everybody's asking about here. Yeah. Everybody can ask about meditation. I didn't. I just put it on the charge, y'all. But, you know, when we talking about meditation, right, and you try to ascend and unlock chakras, you can't unlock anything if you hurt still. You can't unlock anything if you're vibrating low. All right? And the only way you're gonna not vibrate low is if you are working on yourself. You have to work. You should be feeling good all the time. Most of us don't, because we hold on to grudges, pain, things from the past, all these things that this matrix is programmed, these programs took us through. You have to let it go, family, for you to even unlock your chakra so that you can ascend and step into this higher version of you. All right? If you're in a marriage and things are not working out, you know, you got to work on you. You know, it would be, are you a wife? Are you a husband right now? You need to be working on yourself. You need to be working on your mate. This is the time to forgive yourself. Work on forgiving yourself and getting back at peace with yourself. Most of us are not at peace with ourselves because we have been dealt so much negative energy that our vibrations, our electromagnetic field is knocked off balance. That was part of the plan. We are energy. So they say it was an energy war, it was a frequency war, family. Everything that was done to disrupt your frequency, your flow, your vibration, keep you hurt, keep you sad, keep you fearing. There is no fear. There is no such thing as reality. It all starts with you. You are the reality you seek. You create that reality. And whatever you say, thus it shall be. You are the supreme power. You are the supreme God. You are a carbonated being. That's what you are. All right? And that doesn't take away from those beings, as human beings, that have good spirits. Because like I said, the human beings that got good spirits, they're going to be good. They're going to make it through. If you're a human being and you have a good spirit, which means you are Caucasian, Asian, Dravidian, Indian, Arab, y'all going to make it through, because y'all are the ones with them good spirits that don't move with that low vibration of hatred in y'all, within y'all being. So when we ascend, then we'll be able to grant y'all souls. You get what I'm saying? But for majority of these, humans are programs, clones, and synthetic robots, and they won't be able to ascend because they do not have good spirits. You know, you can't trust none of them, even the ones with good spirits, because they still have something called, it's not even DNA, actually, but it's a downgraded form of DNA, but they have it in this form of animals. They have animal DNA, put it that way. They have animal DNA in them. So, you know, it's not that you can't, it's just that, you know, that instinct could kick in at any given time with them. You know what I'm saying? And that's not being racist. That's being a fact. That's being a fact. So you got to understand that they have been a virus to the planet. And when you understand how a virus works, you understand that when you're trying to get rid of a virus, you have to get rid of the whole virus. Sea moss is natural, rah-rah. Peace, God. Sea moss is natural to the planet. So sea moss, you know, is good for your electromagnetic field. Is good for you. Your energy is good for the enzymes within you. It's good for your spirit. Sea moss is good for your spirit. All right. So, yeah, sea moss is good for your astral body, not just your physical body in this realm, family. It's good for your astral body. Not just your physical body. But that sea moss gel is so healthy. It has so many minerals we need. Yeah, sea moss gel, very healthy. It's very healthy, family. But, yeah, like I said, it's almost 200 of y'all on here. And I hope that y'all receiving this download. You know, I'm showing y'all the plan. I'm showing y'all the plot, you know. And I just dropped a new lesson earlier. So I'm going to be flooding this YouTube with a lot of lessons. I need y'all to grab them. You know, and I'm definitely, you know, we definitely going to still do the Facebook Live. You know, we love our Facebook platform. We're going to do Facebook Live, and we're going to do YouTube Live. We're going to do both, family. We got to spread the energy, family. everybody that's tuning into this university ain't from Facebook. Some people is getting on here strictly through this YouTube platform right now, family, because we live on YouTube, so anybody can jump in here. You know, YouTube recommends this type of stuff when we get to building up like this. So it's about enlightening. That's step one. Once you get the information, then, you know, now that you have the information, now it's about putting things into practice. So here. This is why I'm going to start teaching y'all how to use y'all aura fields to protect yourselves, how to use your Nin, your Chi energy. This is why you do want to go vegan if possible. Like, even though a lot of the vegan stuff and the fruit stuff, it has been poison, it's better than eating that meat. You want to get off that meat as much as possible, you know what I'm saying, to clean up your energetic fields. But like I say, it don't even matter because really the DNA is being unlocked. You know what I'm saying, the sun is blocking into the atmosphere. But, you know what I'm saying, but like for now, you know, for you to really start working on unlocking that root chakra, you have to work on forgiving yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can unlock without your diet. It's not about what you eat. It's about, you know, where your heart is in. It's about what's inside of you internally. You know, it's not about what you really put inside your body as much as what's inside of your body and that comes out of it. You know, it's more so about what comes out of your body than what you put in it. You get what I'm saying? Like, what are you projecting outside of your aura field? What are you projecting outside this vessel that's called that we call a body? You get what I'm saying? So, you have to understand, family, that we're living in the last days. The system is over with, and it's a great time. This is a time to celebrate, but there can be no fear. Give no more energy to their system, no more energy to this matrix. Preserve your energy. Don't waste your energy trying to save others, you know. Focus on you so that you can save others when the time comes, all right? Because if you activate fully, then you are able to help as many people as you desire. So the main thing is to soak up information so that you can get recon and learning. Learning is how you even learn that you're able to do these things. It's just like a baby. Like a baby don't know how to walk. It has to learn that. So it's the same thing. You know, you have to learn your pyrokinesis ability. You have to learn your ability to control the water, the fire. But before you can control water and fire, you have to learn that you are water and fire. You have to learn your environment. You have to learn how your environment works. This world around you don't work nothing like you was taught. You know, they only taught you to go to their programming centers they call schools, and they trained you in college if you went good enough to help, you know, work in their factories, which they drained you of energy, and they paid you with fake money that didn't hold no real value in the cosmos. Amen. Energy in the cosmos, but your soul holds energy in the holds weight in the cosmos. Money don't hold weight in the cosmos. So all the energy that you gave out while living in this realm is gonna stay with your soul when you travel to another lifetime. All right. When you go to another lifetime, when you go to another realm, another planet, another reality, another galaxy, you keep your soul. You retain your soul and your spirit. All right? So you'll take all, like, the heart, the wear and tear of working for these people for 40 years of this physical experience, like, that'll wear and tear your soul out just trying to be on time, work hard, get their inventory taken care of, or whatever it is that you do, then deal with them, then still go home and deal with your family. You know, it's a lot, you know, that you go through. You spend your whole life doing that, and, you know, you never put your energy out. You never end up casting it out at all on this planet. All your energy is going to help them build their factories, you know. But then they're showing you, like, at any given time, they can take that from you. So they're showing you that they never loved you, and then you should ask why. And when you ask why, you know, that why question is going to, you know, put you in position to figure out who they really are, right? So that's how you get to the point, you know, that's how you get to the point where, you know, you are able to see through it clearly. So the whole objective is to try to open the pineal gland, family. Remember, the Egyptians were successful because they rose to the 13th, 14th, 15th dimension because they had opened the pineal gland, because they had made the kundalini energy rise. They had made the kundalini energy rise, which opened up their crown chakra and put them in tune with higher dimensions. So that's why they were bigger. Their physical avatar was bigger, right? And they also were doing a lot of, you know, things that we would even think is amazing today, which is nothing compared to the things we was doing before the Egyptians. Y'all get what I'm saying? Like, but they'll make you, like, you look at Egyptian history or ancient command and you'll be amazed, not knowing that they was only on the 14th, 15th, 13th, 14th, 15th dimension. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wasn't, you know, they even was, that was even after the fall. Like, what happened to ancient Egypt on down on this realm was after the fall. Because, you know, the real Egypt is a planet. The real Egypt is a planet, you know. But the Egypt that they recreated down here, that we think of, that we know the stories of, even that Egypt, that was after the fall. All right, that was after our fall. We did much better things than that, family. You come from real, live, cosmic royalty if you have carbon in your skin. 666, you know what I'm saying? 6 neutrons, 6 protons, 6 electrons. You are energy. At your base form, you are energy. You are electricity, dark matter, energy. That's why I keep saying it, angelic being. You created the entire cosmos. You are powerful. You are nature. You are everything, and everything is you. You know what I'm saying? You got to take your power back, but it starts with you remembering. You know, you can't always think this shit a joke or think it's a game or, yeah, it's cool to laugh a joke, like I say, but understand the power of these messages and these downloads. I'm not lying to y'all about nothing. I'm saying these. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. Like, I'm not lying to you about nothing that's being said to you. You know what I'm saying? They lied to us about everything, man. The map ain't even shaped like the fuck we thought it was. You know what I'm saying? The map ain't even shaped like we thought it was. You know, they feed us proteins and carbohydrates and fats and call it food, but research shows that it's father, which is father is what they give, F-O-D-D-E-R. Like I showed in my old lectures, father is what they give to motherfucking cattle and livestock, right? And what is livestock? We looked at the etymology of livestock in one of our past lectures, didn't we, class? Yes, we did. And the etymology of livestock is a movable amount of property. You know what I'm saying? So basically, food is what they feed to us because they view us as cattle or livestock, which is their property, that they're able to move to harness energy. Because in their factories, they paid you paper. They held no money or no energetic value or no value in the cosmos, but you gave your energy. You gave your life force to these companies. These buildings couldn't stand without your energy. So even after your physical avatar long gone, your energy still stays there. Did you know that? Your energy field stays there. That's the metaphysical facts of you, of us, and these human beings, our oppressors, know this shit. So they harness our energy, capture your energy. Every job you never worked at, your energy is still at that job force. And that energy is used, the power of the company. Because your energy going to stay there once you let it out of you, it's out of you. You know what I'm saying? That's how energy works. But you are energy and electricity, so you're going to always keep regenerating more energy. You got to understand that. You're going to keep regenerating energy regardless. But you have to understand your energy and how you can leave the places. Whoever you have sex with, you're leaving your energy in her. You're leaving your pieces of your astral body in her. You know what I'm saying? So if her spirit ain't right, you're going to feel that. You know, when you have sex with him, you're leaving pieces of you're allowing him to leave pieces of his semen in you. Those semen have spirits in them that will lie dormant, all right? You got to understand the metaphysics. Even just hugging somebody, you allow them in your electromagnetic field. They could disrupt your whole frequency and change your whole vibration just shaking your hand if they are not right. I'm giving y'all the quantum physics of this thing right here, right now. Cosmic facts. Cosmic facts, family. You understand what I'm saying? You got to understand this. Feel it. Go outside. Look at the sky. Look at your environment. None of this is natural. And your soul already know these truths. Your soul already know these things, family. Your soul already know these things, family. You know what I'm saying? Your soul already know these things. So, you know, it's more so right now about tapping back into nature. And she's talking. If you listen, she's talking to y'all. I know y'all feel her. I know y'all can hear her. You know what I'm saying? These upgrades are here that we are receiving. This plasma energy is here already. You have plasma in you. So now it's just about linking in, tapping in, paying attention to how the oppressors are moving. All right? meditating, growing within yourself, getting to know these majestic places that live, these majestic lands are inside of you. At the end of the day, meditation is key right now, family. Meditation is key. Meditation is key. You know, it's the only way that you can tap into you. It's the only way that we can tap into you. And that's why I'm repeating it. That's why I'm saying it slow, because a lot of the gods and goddesses' frequency can drop right now because they're often going to pump a lot of fear into the atmosphere. That's an energy, just like the cold weather I was telling you, that's energy, energetic attacks that you cannot underestimate. You cannot underestimate the effect and the impact that cold weather has on your avatar. You cannot underestimate the impact that fear spread amongst the community has on your avatar. It's all energy. This obsidian right here. So, I keep telling y'all, we are spiritual assassins. So, if you are here right now, you are here because you chose to be here as well right now in this moment in time. And you got to fulfill your destiny. You know, it's really no way around that. Taking this planet back, you know, understanding that, you know, like them raping the women, them kids, eating them, killing them, stuff like that will not have stopped. Unless we rose, we are literally shifting everything. We are making everything change. Right? Religion, you have to break away from religion and realize that you are that power, that Plato created that. Neoplatonic thought. Plato was the first one to come along and say, hey, you want some of them up now? Them tacos? I appreciate you. The tacos were smacking last night, y'all. Feel me? I ain't gonna lie to you. And nah, ain't no pork or beef or nothing into my tacos. But, you know, this energy from these celestial gateways opening, you can literally feel it. Like, if you close your eyes, right? Somebody thought that. If you close your eyes and be still, you can feel the energy. You can hear it, especially when you step outside. You know what I'm saying? For those of you living in the big city right now, like where it's real live, you can still hear it too if you close your eyes and tap in. You have to tap into this source to experience it. All right? So that's why I said I got a bunch of meditation videos coming up here real soon. You feel me? Because meditation videos, more YouTube videos drop. You know, about all these different subject matters. Because when we do it live like this, you know, y'all can get the drawing and y'all can go back and watch it, but it's not the same as a YouTube video where she's sitting there. Like, this video is going to sit here. This whole live is going to sit here. All right? I mean, it's not going to get deleted. It's going to get saved, uploaded right to YouTube. But understand, family, the power of the 3, the 6, and the 9 is about to be on display. You know, that gamma radiation is surging through you, which is why your veins is green, is about to be activated. You know, it's about to be activated. And it starts with you going within, linking within yourself. I keep emphasizing it. You have to experience it. You have to go within yourself. Dive deep within yourself. Feel this energy around you. Feel the atmosphere around you. You are everything. You got to feel that. You have to feel the energy. Because we going supernova anyway, so your body is being upgraded regardless. DNA being upgraded regardless. All right? Upgraded regardless. But, you know, when you look at the history of how our invaders did it, you know, and they still applying the pressure. You know, they still got their clones here right now trying to play the role, hoping that they come out on top so that they can come back on the surface. But all is being revealed. All is being revealed. You know, that's why many of you are receiving the downloads you're receiving. A lot of you tag me and stuff because you are being led to that because you are God. You are the power which you seek, and I am your reflection. You know, you manifested me, all right? y'all manifested me to help show y'all through the gate. I'm just showing y'all through the gate. I'm just reminding y'all. I'm just giving y'all power back. Y'all already have the power. I'm just reminding y'all. I'm reminding y'all. That's all I'm doing, reminding you. Reminding you and showing you that they know what you got to do. They know who you are. So this is why they are. They have vaccines ready to put in your DNA, to manipulate your genomes, to change the whole molecular structure of your genes so that they can control you from the inside out and turn you into a robot. Remember, these human beings, they were trying to move into the transhumanism era, which is merging what they call it, man with robot. But keep in mind, we're not man, but that's what they call it. That's the phase they were moving into, transhumanism. You know, so the ancestors had to step in and start giving us our memories back through these downloads, right, which is going to empower us to charge back up to defend ourselves and defend the planet, right? So you got to understand that these, our invaders, you know, they see that this energy, that this Kundalini energy is rising quicker than they expected. You know, quicker than they expected. So, you know, the little tactics they pulling with the COVID-19, you know, and things like that, you know, those are just signs. Those are signs for you to take care of the cold, for you to get prepared, for you to feel better as well. You know, like understand that you are gifted. You are gifted. You are gifted spiritual beings. The answers are in you. Everything is in you. All right? So even when they shut the grid down, you don't need my voice. You're not going to need me anymore. You have yourself, family. You have yourself. That's why I say we need to suck up these lives. We need to do all this because we don't know how much longer we have before they shut the grid down. You see, they're already doing the federal mandatory lockdowns. And when they come with the vaccines, like I say, that's when the war gonna just take it to the next notch. Because, you know, people not going to let, a lot of people is not going to let them vaccinate their kids and stuff. People not going for that, you know. So that's why, you know, it's not hard for you to imagine that. People not going for that. You know, you're not going for that. So think about where is the world going. Where do the world go in 2021 when nobody really got income tax coming? Where is the world going in 2021 when they're not going to come with no stimulus check? You know, where is the world going? You got to ask these questions. And the truth is that the world is going back to nature, a full planetary reset. So it don't matter if you got $1 billion right now. That shit ain't going to matter. Everything is coming down. The system is over with. School system shutting down. Everything. You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter, family. It don't matter what you believe, what you thought was real, you know, spiritual assassins, you know, tap into yourself. Remember the essence. Remember how who we was before they landed. You know, how we were building, creating galaxies, creating universes, creating, traveling. You know, it was nothing but love and creativity. You know, that's how the cosmos were. Every place in the cosmos was warm. You know, heat fills us up, tropical, electrical. We hot. We are surges of pulses of energy, intelligence, conscious, magnetic fields of conscious, superb, supreme consciousness. You know, galactic intelligence. Like, you got to understand what you are. These are just vessels. And we have many vessels because we are multidimensional beings. I keep emphasizing this, and I'm going to keep emphasizing it. To give you your power back. That's how we get programmed into you. If I keep saying it over and over again, anything they did in school, they lied to your ass for 12 years straight so that you could be fucked up right now. You see what I'm saying? 12 years straight, they lied to us so that we could be fucked up right now. Right? So I'm gonna keep repeating this truth to y'all so y'all can grasp. You can feel it. You can know what you are. You are not a human being. If you have carbon in you, you are otherworldly. You are an enigma. Can't even word what you is. But you got to find out, bro. You got to find out, bro. You know, all will be revealed. And like I keep saying, everything without a soul will be eradicated. Everything without a soul. It's not about that. It's called the karmic debt. You know, our souls yearn for peace. Our souls are tired of bloodshed, tired of death, tired of the lack of love. You know, they came and depleted us of so much energy. And now the planet is giving us that love back. It's curing the soil, it's curing the air. It's, you know, the trees are going to be unfroze so that they can live again and help do their part to make the realm do what it needs to do. Because the trees have a job to do that they can't do when they froze like they got them. They got the trees froze. Trees move, man, just like the lions do, man. And the bears and the gazelles, family. Wizard of Oz showed you this shit, man. They put it right in front of our face. Just like RJ the Prince when he was showing that DreamWorks logo with the little boy fishing on the moon, fishing for souls. You know, I go to other galaxies, I meditate, and I sit with the ancestors, so I get these downloads, so I'm able to bring them back to y'all. You know, to bring them back to y'all, you know. Like, I've seen a lot of battling going on. I've seen a lot of warring going on. I've been seeing these, but some things I'm not going to say right now in this message. I'm going to leave for these videos and putting up. But I've seen it, you know. And many of you are going supernova and don't even know it, you know. And you will be split from your families and separated from your families and going a different way. You know, because this is a great separation right now, because some of us have a duty to do. We have to be the ones to lead the charge to help save the others. You feel me? To help save the others, you know. Our ancestors, you know, we never had religion. We never had war. We never had a money system. So ask yourself, how was there so much peace? You know, there was never a money system. All right? They teach you that in history that it was. You know, they teach you that in history. But remember, you know, these human beings, they only been, they can't tell you about the beginning because they wasn't around for it. Can't no human being tell you about the beginning because they was not around for it, period. They can't tell you about it. They wasn't around for it. You are powerful beyond measure. This is why they fear you. This is why they draw your blood in these hospitals. And sell it to these blood banks and drink it and eat it. They need it. You get what I'm saying? They need it. All right? This is real. All right? Real life. They real life need your nutrients just to survive. They can't take the atmosphere. They have recessive genes. And the draconian reptilians, they have a lower dose of carbon, which is why a lot of them are brown or green, but they still can't take this photon energy from this sun. They can't take it either. They have to drink your blood. They have to drink your spirit because your life force is inside of your blood. All right? That's why they've been killing so many of us, you know. It was so much going on, you know. You just don't know, man. You know, you just don't really know. You know, it get real deep. You know, it get real deep. So meditation will show you all that you need to know, though. Ancestors here waiting to talk to you. You know, your abilities waiting to be tapped into, unlocked. You know, if your whole life you knew that these beings hated you, but you never knew why. And that's what it's all about. This whole COVID-19, this whole year that has been weird, was all about them trying to hide the fact that we are returning back to our power as a species. All right? We are returning back to our power as a species, family. Nigga, just somebody, one of the guys just commented and said, who y'all got, Jeezy or Gucci? Hey, that's crazy. I can put you on a time, put you in a timeout. I'll put you in a timeout. Hey, you can put niggas in a timeout in here, family. I was about to block them, but then if they put them in a timeout, I put them in a timeout. They got to be somebody that just came in from YouTube to like, who y'all got, Jeezy or Gucci? Well, like, hold on, family. I'm glad one of the snipers caught that. I didn't see which one that was. But, yeah, we don't do that in here, family. They must have known about us, man. This is the University of Cosmic. So we will put them up on the clean on the blit knot. You know what I'm saying? Don't think if we lay back, they see me in the bed lay back. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, yeah, this is what we can do that at. No, this is not what we can do that at. I've been seeing people saying it's crazy shit. I was letting it slide. You know what I'm saying? Now they're going to bring, like, hold on, this, we do this shit on the Facebook, so this is the Facebook. Look, we was in here 200 deep because we come from the book with this. You know, so don't jump in here on some, you just happen to be on your phone and you scrolling down like, oh, it's 200 people. Let me just jump into some shit. Well, you will jump in here and you will get your ass whipped with all type of plasma boats and positive energy. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you vibrating low, that shit going to fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't come in here with that shit, boy. We ascending. This is the awakening in here, nigga. Like we did Satan. We whipped his whole ass, and we don't come in here with that shit. Jeezy or Gucci. We don't care about them clones. We don't care about them industry plants. We don't care about those. Yeah, they gods, but they sold their soul. The soul is is magnetism. The spirit is electricity. So you literally can sell your soul, and they literally sold their soul. So they sold their magnetism, and they allowed these people to use them. So, no, I'm not thinking about no versus battle. I don't give a fuck about, we don't give no fuck about no versus battle, family. I think it's us versus the motherfucking human beings and the draconian reptilians, nigga. That's the only versus battle I give a fuck about, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, nigga, we got to get the planet back right, nigga. We ain't trying to, I'm not trying to bump no low vibrational Jeezy or Gucci. You know, back in the day, I was, you know what I'm saying, when I was vibrating low. You know what I'm saying? We vibrating high, you know what I'm saying? But you know how the majors work, family? That was an agent that was sent in here to deter some energy, you know what I'm saying? You know, the agents work like that. Remember, we trying to free their minds, but everybody not free. So those who are not free are a threat to us. So that can be your mom, your sister, your brother, family, random YouTubers, people in the comments. So, you know, I just want to get in here and get out of this drop, you know, get out of this drop. We got to keep growing, y'all. We got to keep growing, family. You know, we got to keep growing. Like my hair. Y'all see my hair growing. For those of y'all who've been following me, y'all see me taking off, man. I'm taking off low key, family. I'm taking off, family, a little bit, ain't I, man? Try to do a little sub, y'all. You know? But, yeah, so tap into the energy, family, because it's here. You know, we're vibrating real high right now. You know, ascended masters, man. Spiritual assassins. Thank you, Gina Harvey. Peace, God. She said, yeah, it's growing. Yeah, ascending masters. So, you know, definitely, you know, we need to, that we see you, peace, God. I'm trying to do something, try to get a little, you know how I get. You get a little, you know what I'm saying? You get a little bit, you be like, oh, I'm doing something, I'm about to take off. Well, you got years to get it going. Wait till I start to take off. But you know, on a positive note, you know, it was good to get here and be with y'all, but I wanted to make y'all aware of what's going on politically. That's the message that I was told to give you all. On top of that, I was told to make sure to teach you all to spread that into your soul for you not to fear. Do not fear anything, right? Don't fear anything, all right? And to meditate, but to be aware of the grand plan right now. Right now, they got a major plan that they doing, y'all. Y'all got to see the shit. See the shit. Fucking see the shit, man. Right? I gotta see it, family. Cause if not, man, you know, I told y'all don't Joel me. Don't fucking Joel me. I'ma swim past your ass, back paddle, backstroke. I'm like, man, I told you. Right? You didn't wanna listen. I don't have time for this. You know, I got galaxies to go save, family. We got a whole. But y'all seen Captain? Y'all seen Avengers when Captain Marvel couldn't stay because she had another galaxy to go save? They were trying to make her Avengers. She was like, "Hold on, like I fuck with y'all. I mean, if y'all need me, y'all can hit a motherfucker up. But I can't stay here now. I got other shit to defend." He too got up out of there. They were trying to make her Avengers because she was so cold. She was whooping ass, helping them. Right? They're like, "Yeah, you know, we Iron Man came too." We're like, "Yeah, you know, we was thinking about." She stopped them in his tracks. Like, "Hold on, family." You know what I'm saying? Y'all cool. I fuck with y'all and all. You know, I help y'all fight. But that's all I was here to do. I got to go to the next galaxy. You know what I'm saying? That's how we got to be. Like, we got other shit we got to do. So we got to hear and wake up and tap in because this sun is here. And we're going to be seeing it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, not just seeing it. We're going to be feeling it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to feel the effects. We are already feeling the effects. You're already seeing bees still out in November, family. That's not normal. Well, it used to be, but not when you used to a winter, even though you know winter isn't real. You know, so this year was like the last winter. You know what I'm saying? And it still ain't really been a winter, and it still ain't really going to be no winter. January hit. If it is to be, it still ain't going to be no winter because, you know, of what's going on with this sun emerging, this radiation, you know, and that's why the Simpsons predicted that, predicted what they predicted. Get what I'm saying? They always were showing y'all stuff. It wasn't a prediction. Like, when they said the Simpsons was always right, the Simpsons be predicting shit. No, they wasn't predicting nothing. They already knew what was going to happen. They were just showing it in their cartoons because they are not creative because they lack souls. Remember, they are soulless beings. So these Hollywood writers are soulless beings. They are human beings. They're soulless beings. They are human beings, and draconian reptilians and archons and everything else. You know, they literally be hijacking people's bodies and putting their own pineal glands in them. Like, they do that. All right? You know what I'm saying? Okay, who said they rocking their hair? So, Brandy, Alizé, peace, Goddess, welcome to the Rock family. All right, so, yeah, I need y'all to understand that, understand who they was so you can understand the mission, you know, so you can understand why they doing this right now and they pumping all this fear out there, you know, and if you got kids, man, take your kids about them schools, man, don't let them give y'all kids the vaccine because they're going to be going to the schools giving y'all kids the vaccine. So don't let them give y'all kids the vaccine. So you got kids that you got, man, put them in e-learning. You know, if you want to do that, I would just homeschool them, but because the school system over with. But if anything, you want to put them in e-learning, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? This energy hitting, you know what I'm saying? They're going to try to keep everybody in. I told you they're going to be firing their guns at the energy as they start coming about the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? After December 21st, as it start coming out the atmosphere and people start seeing it, man, it's going to get crazy. You know, y'all seen the Netflix show Raising Dion. Y'all been asked about Raising Dion, and y'all wonder why he said he talking about superhero abilities, because that's who the fuck we is. That's why. That's what DNA is. Like, they don't even have DNA. Did y'all know that human beings don't have DNA? You know, that's what we is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, that's what we is. That's why we gods. You know what I'm saying? That's what we is. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about how they showed you gods in Greek mythology. They showed them doing superhero-type shit. And anything that's, like, past the physical, we call it superhero stuff, right? All right, so I'm telling y'all that because that's the real, that's the spiritual eye. To think that you're just a human being and that you can't do all these things that I'm telling you mean your pineal gland is closed. To understand that you are conscious, a conscious field of energy, and that you are a supreme being and you are everything and you are everywhere, and that this reality is one of the many that you live in, and it was hijacked from you, and that the black woman / Latino woman is God, and that the black / man Latino man is, I mean, they the supreme God, but they are the goddesses, and that the black man and the Latino man is God. Like, these are all divine, esoterical, cosmic, genetic facts. Like, so, and your DNA is basically like your engine to your car. Your car is your abilities. The DNA is the engine, so that's why it was locked. That's why they always told you it was junk DNA. They couldn't get rid of it because it's a part of the physical avatar. So they had to just lock it. They would temporarily lock it, right? Lock it temporarily. All right, so that's why they showing y'all that movie like Raising Dion. They let y'all know about this stuff in the movies because that's what we are. We are electrical beings. All right, so, you know, if you ain't nothing but electricity, what does electricity do? What does electricity do, family? Think about what electricity do. Think about what energy do. It does things that'll make you be like, wow, right? That's what energy does. So y'all got to understand that, family. Y'all got to understand me. Y'all got to understand who you is. And if you don't understand who you is, it's okay because it will be shown to you. It will be made known to you for you to see for yourself if you don't know, all right? But with that being said, I just posted a video earlier on YouTube. I need y'all to dial into that. We're gonna do a cosmic update Friday. We're gonna do that on Facebook, family. All right. And I need y'all to go watch a lot of this science fiction, a lot of Star Wars, a lot of Star Trek to catch up on, get a feel for the cosmos. Every character they showed y'all in these little movies and stuff like that, these are actual beings that exist. All right, I know y'all see everybody, the UFO headlines is through the roof right now. It's so many UFO sightings around the country right now. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? The UFO sightings through the roof. All right, you never heard about this many UFO sightings ever. All right, maybe back in the 90s, but why all of a sudden this year out the blue, you know what I'm saying, last year, and definitely this year, it's just everybody because, all right, the ancestors are here, and then you got other different extraterrestrial advanced civilizations that are here helping us, and you got ones here that's not helping us. You know, so it's a real galactic war, family. It's a real galactic war. All right, so that's why I'm telling the guys to try to practice that senior retention and stuff like that to help unlock that root chakra, you know what I'm saying, and the work on meditating and stuff like that to unlock the root chakra so that you can tap into these abilities. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So that we can tap into these abilities. I told y'all when people get in here and comment and be boxed, let them flow. That's the energy. Let it flow. Focus on the sky. Pay attention to the sky. Pay attention on tapping into your higher self. Get familiar with yourself. Get familiar with your power. Get familiar with the with it. All right. Watch these skies. Somebody said it comes with activity. Not exactly. Peace, Goddess. That's what y'all need to be doing. Watching these skies. Watching these skies. Paying attention to your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? Paying attention to your surroundings. I don't know, but I feel like I get more downloads if I don't try to meditate. If that's the yeah, you don't see. Listen, that's the thing. You don't have to even close your eyes to meditate. You can be sitting right. Listen, you could be meditating with your eyes open. You could be meditating when you drive. You could be meditating when you walk. And meditation is anytime you allow thoughts
come on in. Come on in.
To flow. And you observe your thoughts. Daydreaming is a form of meditation. But you need to meditate. Exactly. Jesus, definitely in that Jesus story, even though he didn't exist, but the story is real. And the story is real. And the story he was telling everybody that ye are gods and all of you are children of the Most High. So the Most High being the you know, the dark ground energy or, you know, the crown chakra or, you know, where we all come from, which is love and creativity, that dark ground energy, you know, that divine presence, you know. That's true. You know what I'm saying? That's true. You know, he was telling people that, yeah, guys, y'all, all y'all children of the Most High. Yeah, you know, y'all, but y'all stay focused. That y'all stay focused because we are God. These worlds have emerged. These dimensions have emerged. You might start seeing orbs and different things in your house. And you might start seeing stuff like, don't panic, don't get nervous, don't get scared. You might go outside and see, like, don't get the dimensions are merging. So you're going to see a lot of activity and a lot of stuff that you never seen before. I'm not recommending no psychedelics. No, I wouldn't. I would say meditate. I'm not recommending nothing. I mean, I know people do them and they go trip and they do their thing. And if that's what they do. But, you know, I'm not going to recommend it. I'm going to say the natural way, which is to go within yourself. You know, I don't know about no psychedelics. And I don't even know about it, you know. Like, I can't tell you nothing about it. I just know there's, like, that's like what, like acid and stuff like that and shrooms and that type of stuff, right? Like, I don't know about all that, you know, because I never dove that far. Like, when I did used to do drugs, the farthest I dove was pop ecstasy. So, you know, I ain't never dived that far. I know people take, I know a lot of human beings dive into that shit. Maybe I heard they be, like, hallucinating. I don't know. I wouldn't recommend that because that's not natural. That's chemically induced, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the next Facebook Live is on Friday, family. Y'all know how we do. Yeah, we go crazy on the book. You know, on the book, there's going to always be more people in the live because that's what people is used to. But even today, to have 200 people on here, that's a lot. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is really like our second time really going live on here like this. You know? We live back on the book on Friday, and I'm be mixing it up. We might not go live on here for another week or two. Ain't no telling. I'm going to be mixing it up, but we definitely going to always stay live on Facebook. You feel me? We're going to always stay live on Facebook, family, but I really want y'all to stay focused on that. We'll try to watch all the videos that I've put up thus far, and I'm going to be putting up a lot of them old, like that lecture that a lot of y'all missed, the one I did on the five different spells to ensnare the souls of the blacks and Latinos. I know a lot of y'all never seen it, so I'm going to put that back up. But I need y'all to check that out. You gotta check that out, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, man, I love y'all, man, you know what I'm saying? And I open this message up on positive energy, and I'm gonna leave on that same note. We'll be back Friday on Facebook with it though, family, for a cosmic update. More videos, more gonna get posted tonight on here as well as tomorrow. So y'all can watch these videos, 'cause like a lot of y'all I be noticing, like y'all love the lives. job won't come to YouTube to watch the videos. You got to come get these lessons, come get these drawings. Because then what happens is when we lie, I know we energetic, we having fun, and we flowing, but then you end up, a lot of y'all might double back with questions if I can't answer them because there's so many people asking questions. But so if I am able to catch people inboxes, then I got to focus on the ones that I can catch. But even then, like, if you ask a question that I already spent, like, 2 hours, you know, breaking down, you know, that's not fair to me as a teacher. You know what I'm saying? You got to go back yourself and look at them lives I done did or look at them videos because that's what they up for you to go back and watch them and grab it, you know what I'm saying? And when it's up, you can watch it as many times as you need to. You can take your time. You can pause it. You can, you know, whatever you need to do. You know what I'm saying, family? But the fact we came over here, we switched to YouTube a little bit, that's good because we want to pull more people in and get this energy out there. We are gods. We are supreme beings. Ananuki gods. Gods and gods. Nothing more, nothing less. The DNA is being activated. You know what I'm saying? The radiation is helping activate it. The sun is helping activate it. You know what I'm saying? The planet is shifting. The balance is returning. The balance is being restored. The planet is being cleansed of all the parasites that have hurt the planet. Has hurt us, you know what I'm saying? We are regaining our strength. We are regaining our unity. You know, we were the people of love, a people of creativity, a divine species. We are God, and we were enslaved here and cut off from the rest of our family that's back on our home planet, as well as our other family members that exist beyond the walls of Antarctica. So now that all that's burning and everything coming down, you know, we got to, this is the war of our wars right here, family. World War III, this is World War III that we are in. I repeat, this is World War III we are in, family, and this will be the last war. This is the war of all wars right here that we are entering into, family. Alright? And this war will be fought on the mental plane, the spiritual plane, on this planet, on this realm, other realms, other galaxies. This war is taking place all over the multiverse, family. Alright? All over the multiverse, family. Alright? So, with that being said, I hope y'all grasped the download and I opened up this lecture on positive energy. And I'm going to leave that way. I opened it up in perfect peace. I'm going to leave in perfect peace. Meaning positive energy always creates elevation. I am you, you are me. I love you all because y'all are my reflection. Alright? Understand that we are one. Our souls are one. Alright? We are connected through the divine force called creation. Infinite beings. Our souls are immortal. We are nature. Right? Everything around you, you control with just your sheer will, family. Remember that. Peace to the gods and goddesses. Planet Kai. Believe as I come.
All right, guys. That is it. Wow, that happened right on time. We finished perfectly. I love it. So, you know, as the ancestors gave it to him, the ancestors told me to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you are coming through. Now I understand why I had to go through it. Everything that it seems like I go through a lot of things early before y'all go through it. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess some of the stronger ones need to know what the fuck is happening or what is coming so they can be strong, you know, for the others. You know what I'm saying? We really do give a fuck about others, you know, and a shout out to the gods and goddesses, you know, who get on these platforms who really do give a fuck. You know, there's a few of us. There's a few of us who are not agents, a few of us who can't be bought out. You know what I mean? And we truly do have compassion. We don't care about the money. You know what I'm saying? We would turn million-dollar deals down because it's not about that. You know what I'm saying? It's not about the bag. It's not about the money. It's not about none of that. It's about compassion. And that sounds cheesy to a lot of you motherfuckers, but it's all good. Y'all finna find out. So hope you guys took something from that. You know what I'm saying? He had a few visuals in there. But I really encourage anyone to go back, listen to this again, share with a friend, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, let them know that everything is going to be okay. As I stated in one of my other broadcasts, you know, I see a lot of our men who are being thrown deep within the abyss of themselves. I'm talking deeper into the abyss. when you are in the biz, when you are in your own abyss, an encouragement is for you to find your dragon in the midst of your abyss. Find your dragon. Look your dragon, which is a reflection, which is you. Look your dragon in the pit of your abyss in its face and let the dragon know, I am not afraid of you. If you want to know what I'm talking about, go watch American Gods Season 2, American Gods Season 1, I believe, Episode 10. Go back and watch the American Gods, but that when little Shadow looked the big dragon or whatever the creature was in its face, and then the dragon backed up, that's the analogy that I'm speaking about. That is very spiritual and very metaphysical. Go into the deep of your abyss. This is for anybody, but really to our men, because a lot of our men are feeling they're sinking, but you're not sinking. You know, it's just the programs in which to make us think we're thinking. You are rising. All right? Everything is in reverse. Remember that. If you need to contact me, please utilize any of our methods here. And this song, you guys, shout out to Michael Jackson, who in which I still think is alive, him and a lot of them, all will be revealed. But this is a song off of one of his albums that did not get any, you know, credit. But whatever happens, always stay close. Peace.
He gives another smile, try to understand her side, to show that he cares. She can't stay in the room, she's consumed with everything that's been going on. She said, whatever happens, don't let go of my hand.
Whatever happens.
Thank you, man.
Another day has gone.